News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. They're talking, but not budging.
I'm extremely hopeful.
We want to get an outcome.
But each side in the Senate accuses the other of being stubborn as the fiscal cliff countdown continues. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
And falling off that fiscal cliff will be no fun.
GDP contracts, we lose more jobs, and we're in worse shape than where we started.
Oklahoma Democratic Congressman Dan Boren on the prospect of tax cuts expiring and huge across-the-board spending cuts kicking in on January 2nd.
You've got to have presidential leadership to do big things, and that's what we need right now.
Instead, according to South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune, President Obama remains in campaign mode. The president meets with CEOs today at the White House. He then takes his case to the public Friday, a visit to a small business near Philadelphia. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. Back in the hot seat behind closed doors for a second day on Capitol Hill, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice, who's defending what she said at the time about the attacks in Libya.
She said what she believed was true, and she was under no political influence from the White House.
Connecticut Independent Senator Joseph Lieberman says the talking points Rice had been given turned out to be wrong.
I'm very disappointed in our intelligence community. I think they failed in many ways.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, one of three top Republican critics who met with Rice yesterday, says he's even more concerned now. That hopeful humming sound. Lottery machines churning out Powerball tickets and dreams.
I would probably first spoil my family and then fill my house with $1 bills and sit in it. That's what I would do.
Tonight's jackpot is a Powerball record, $500 million. Some former lottery winners already urging the potential winner or winners to prepare psychologically as well as financially and learn to say no. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a garment. Give a, give a, give a, give a garment.
Find something fun for everyone. Garment.com, Garment.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare log, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You heard the news, you heard the sports, now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatball's trying to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find, Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Higher speed limits are on their way in Brazos and most surrounding counties. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says once the signs go up, the 75-mile-per-hour zones in Brazos County include Highways 6, 21, and 47.
What I've seen so far on this increase of 75, it's a lot of highway that's been divided, where you have grass median, which separates the two highways, and that's where I've seen the increase of these speed limits go up.
Morgan reminds motorists to drive according to road conditions, slowing down for fog and other inclement weather. The list of higher speed zones is available on our website at WTAW.com. One item that is probably not on anyone's holiday shopping list is paying property taxes. But Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says you can pay it all at the end of January, or you have until this Friday to pay half.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 16,000 property tax payers took advantage of the split payment this last year, and that was actually down from previous years. We have had as much as one-third, which is close to 30,000 accounts, taking advantage of the split payment in the past. I don't know if that's the economy or if people just really aren't that familiar with it. As more folks from outside of Brazos County move into Brazos County, because it's a little bit rare, they're not used to taking advantage.
Roe reminds those considering payment in person to expect to wait in line, and if you're mailing, to make sure the postmark is no later than Friday. Gift cards are increasingly popular as Christmas gifts, but make sure you don't get swindled. Bill McGuire with the Brazos Valley Better Business Bureau says some gift cards carry high fees, and you need to watch out for cards with strings attached.
Read the fine print. Fully understand how the card works, if there are any fees associated with buying or using the card, and if any fees will be deducted from the card after it is purchased. It can be a real big disappointment to whoever's getting that card, right, as they find out then they don't like it too much.
He says issuers can charge fees whenever a card is used, the balance is checked, a replacement card is requested, or customer service is called, so research what you're getting into. The growth of Blinn College's campus in Bryan and of other programs in Brazos County has led to a reorganization of its academic administration. President Ted Raspiller says Blinn's trustees recently approved adding a provost and two more deans.
There's no mystery of what the numbers have done here in Brazos County since we opened the doors in 1970 and most recently over the last few years. We've had a model where we've had very little management or administration in the academic side. And so that's what we built in for the piece of the reorganization over here.
Raspiller says the college has hired a private company to do a compensation study, and trustees also approved building another parking lot accommodating 300 vehicles on Blinn's campus in Bryan. If you're interested in the future of higher education in Texas, you have an opportunity to hear from the state's top leaders. A&M and the Texas Tribune are holding a day-long symposium tomorrow featuring, among others, University President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp. Reservations are required, but there's no admission charge for the event at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Details are on our website at WTAW.com. And now, in its fifth year of operation, the Brazos County Expo is getting closer to making ends meet. General Manager Tom Quarles says during the last fiscal year, event revenue generated about $750,000, while operating expenses totaled $950,000.
I have every reason to believe, since we're growing this business and we're booking more and more events, and some of these events are extremely large, that I feel like, you know, given three or four more years, I have every reason to believe that we're going to be able to close that gap and we're going to be able to eventually break even.
Quarles says a combination of county property taxes and the county share of hotel bed tax money is making up the difference. WTW News Time is 6:10. It's 39 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure in control of our weather today, so lots of sunshine developing across the area. Temperatures, they'll be comfortable later today, getting up close to 65 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 45. Clouds, they'll certainly roll our way during the day tomorrow. Highs will be near 70. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Clouds will linger across the area Friday, and it's mild, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, Johnny Football Part 2. We actually got to see him in the media, not just a teleconference yesterday. There's a new Stoops to worry about in the head coaching realm. NBA and Lady Bryan basketball last night. And sad news about the Pardee family. We'll tell you about that coming up here at about 6:50.
Okay, so 39. That's pretty nice. If you like bacon,
I do.
And gosh, who doesn't?
My brother.
We have maybe the most exciting news ever in bacon.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a great way to start the day.
I know. That way, you know, this just couldn't get a whole lot better than that. But anyway, in the meantime, a female model making a big splash in the fashion world, Casey Legler, a woman, but is working as a male model.
What?
For the Ford Modeling Agency. Now, she did a photo shoot posing as a man for Muse magazine. She told Time magazine that her goal is not to push gender boundaries. She says she's an artist.
What's her name again?
Casey Legler.
Why is that exciting and have to do with bacon? That just sounds like somebody being metro.
No, it doesn't. That was just the tease. Yeah, the bacon is the tease thing.
Oh, you sicko.
Looks like a dude.
Now, wait a minute. Why is that sick?
Because I've been panting here in expectation disappointed.
No, that happens later this morning.
Okay.
Casey Legler looks like a dude.
Okay. We can't play dude look like a lady, huh? But she...
Hey, one step at a time. I had to find her picture first.
She enjoys her art making. Well, of course she does. She now joins Andre Pashik in the ranks of famous androgynous fashion males. And I don't know what Andre, it's spelled A-N-D-R-A-Y. I have no idea what that is. But, I mean, do we need more proof that, again, we are cartwheeling into the ocean? I mean, it's gonna be a good, really? Good morning. Huh. I guess it just doubles your options. I didn't say that, did I?
Yes, you did.
Man.
Well, she has a pretty face.
Well,
for a dude?
For a dude?
No, I mean, she looks like her face looks like a girl.
Oh,
no,
okay.
She looks like a guy.
And this one picture I'm looking at.
I don't know if I need to go look and
they're all starved of flat chestedness anyway. It's not like you can tell anyway.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 616, that big old moon that you see out there. That's called the Beaver Full Moon, the full Beaver Moon, and it is a big one today. Today is Red Planet Day, so there you are.
Would that be Mars?
I think
so.
Or
just any red planet?
Well, I think probably Mars. That's the one that we know about. And it's National French Toast Day.
Awesome.
See, I never knew until IHOP that you could put powdered sugar on French toast. That just wasn't my world. I mean, we did syrup at my house. Now, which reminds me, I'm in a grocery-torium, I think last week, maybe earlier this week, I don't know. And right there on the shelf, they have genuine IHOP syrup. Is their syrup that good that you want to pay the extra price for IHOP syrup? I mean, I don't know. And can you tell the difference? Because I'm guessing up until a few years ago, it's not like they come up with their own specific brand. They probably got some company in, you know, somewhere who sells it to them by the train load. But nonetheless, now if you, what was that?
Now people always say, what do you like, Moles? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast.
Wait for it.
I always tell them I like toast.
Who is that? It's a song called I Like Toast.
Well, I guess it is. That's, I just never knew it existed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
He's playing a toaster.
About 6 a.m. Oh, have a little jelly. Have a little jam.
Who is that?
Bob, it's from Bob and Tom. Oh, hang on. That was
some disc jockey.
Yeah, I'm kind of impressed you have that rattling around in your head. No, well, to look for it.
It's Haywood Banks.
Oh, well, of course. Now that you say that.
Well, understand, I have a daughter.
Uh-huh.
There is a channel that I won't mention here.
Okay.
On the Radio Emporium that plays kids' songs, and that's one of them.
Oh, it's like Disney Radio.
Yeah,
right?
sort of. It's Kids Place Live is what it's called.
Okay, I got you. All right, so we got some birthdays.
Yes, we do. Mary Elizabeth Winstead is 28. She was Bruce Willis's kid in Die Hard. She played in Sky High, again, kid movie, and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Well, of course. I remember seeing that just weeks ago.
Amy Garcia is 34 from Dexter.
Uh-huh.
John Stewart is 50.
The person who gives way too many people news.
Yes.
You know, they
that's people, real news.
Yeah, they hear them and they go, "Oh, that must be true cuz John Stewart said
yep.
it."
Yeah.
Okay. But he's a funny guy, that's for sure.
He is. Judd Nelson is 53.
Wow, whatever happened to him?
He just kind of disappeared.
Boy, he was the Rat Packer who just never showed up again.
Yeah. Ed Harris is 62, one of my favorites.
Does a lot of work.
Right stuff, Apollo 13, mm-hmm. Rock, The mm-hmm. Abyss. I can go on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Paul Schaefer.
Oh, really?
Yep. 63 years old today.
Huh. Okay.
Randy Newman is 69.
I Love L.A.
Yep. Short people.
Yep. One of my least favorite people.
I had no idea. I just saw this. He wrote Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
Wrote Three Dog Night's number one hit, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Okay.
Which makes sense if you think about it.
Sure.
Gary Hart, 76.
Boy, yeah.
And the guy that created the Motown sound.
Uh-huh.
Barry Gordy Jr., 83 years old today.
Yeah, he did well.
Yeah.
Alexander Goodenough, he's a dancer boy, but he played the bad guy in Die Hard with the long blonde hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, He played that terrorist.
He was the guy's brother.
Yeah, he ended up doing a little acting, and that was, I guess, the best known part that he had. He's 63. All right, there you go, 619.
It's a completely new, uplifting publication that's written and published right here in Bryan College Station. Peace, Brazos Christian Life is a non-denominational Christian media outlet and the newest addition to Bryan Broadcasting Publications' family of magazines. In Peace, Brazos Christian Life, you'll discover local, family-friendly entertainment, learn about community church events, and read of the trials and triumphs of your neighbors. Peace, Brazos Christian Life is free and available at locations throughout BCS. Or request your copy at peace107.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, here's the question. How did that evolve into the government is going to take care of you from the moment you're born to the moment you die, 50 million Americans on food stamps, a health care system we cannot afford, a Medicare system that is headed to bankruptcy, a Social Security system that is headed to bankruptcy, and an election where Sandra Fluck demanding that the government pay for women's contraception was a big part of the campaign? There's been a cultural dynamic, a shift that is, it's not subtle anymore, it is profound.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Car that takes your pulse. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. Automakers are researching technology that could feed your heart rate, pulse, and blood pressure into a car's computers. Biometric sensors can even tell when you're sleepy or have sweaty palms. When the info is fed into the computer, it can enable the car to better react to whatever road challenges are ahead. UPS says it has developed and is testing several new technologies, including a new class of fire retardant and containers to hold packages that promise to keep fires from raging inside the bellies of cargo jets. You love your coffee, especially Green Mountain. The coffee roaster's profit rose 22% in the last quarter, despite the fact that its patents on single-serve coffee pods for Keurig brewers expired in September. Comments from congressional leaders about little progress in the fiscal cliff triggered a late slide in stocks. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 89 points to close at 12,878. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points. The Nasdaq snapped a 6-day winning streak, slipping 9 points. A look at the futures. This blue chip's down 19. The Nasdaq down 6 points. The S&P 500 down 3. Jen Ursillo, Dow Jones Money Report.
Have you tried Snorebreak? Snorebreak is the easy and exciting new way to sleep, and it works the very first night. It's simple. Place one Snorebreak liner under your pillowcase before bed. You won't even know it's there. Each Snorebreak liner is infused with natural essential oils that guarantee a real difference. It's the same soothing technology used in hospitals, available for your home for the first time ever. Snorebreak is soft and virtually undetectable, and it's guaranteed to work. For a limited time, you can try Snorebreak risk-free before it's in stores. Just call 1-800-475-5227. See a difference from the very first night. Get your risk-free trial of Snorebreak while supplies last. Just call 1-800-475-5227. That's 1-800-475-5227. Call 1-800-475-5227.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance, and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from a tree set up at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive and 800 University Drive in College Station. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes just like any child, and we hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High today around 66. Winds will lay back a little bit today. They'll be east-northeasterly and kind of light, 5 to 10 or so. Then tonight we're chilly again at 43. Then around 70 for Thursday, 75 for Friday, and up near 80 as we head into the weekend. Yep, that's it. And lows will be. The low will be around 62 on Saturday night, which is near our high for today. So, you know, it's that changing November weather here in Texas. Right now, the winds are calm, 85% relative humidity. We've got 39 degrees.
The Spirit of Texas Bank presents Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House. On November 30th and December 1st, you're invited to a Victorian-themed Christmas celebration for the entire family. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each evening, enjoy holiday food and drinks, a build-your-own s'mores bar, a gingerbread house display, holiday movies in the outdoor movie theater, and take a hayride to downtown Bryan, courtesy of Team Auto and Bryan Broadcasting. All set to the sounds of Christmas carols performed by the Brazos Valley Troupe Victorian Carolers. On Saturday, December 1st, reserve a spot for your child to have breakfast or a Victorian tea with Santa at the Kyle House. You may also bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit the local Christmas Angels Toy Drive. Don't miss the first annual Victorian Christmas at the Kyle House, a global event group production, November 30th and December 1st. Tickets for entry are $5 and children 2 and under are free. Breakfast and tea with Santa require additional cost and reservation. For reservations, call 778-9101. That's 778-9101 or visit thekylehouse.com.
When couples talk about money, it's very often during a fight, which is not very productive. So what do we do about that? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
Money is probably the biggest reason couples fight. So why is that?
We're very wired to react and be irrational and illogical when it comes to money because it's a core survival issue.
Deborah Price, author of the book, The Heart of Money.
So knowing that, we have to give people structures to be able to communicate. And one, the very first thing is if you're starting to notice that you're unhappy or feeling uncomfortable about something, is to just talk about your feelings without blame. I'm feeling uncomfortable about our financial arrangement, and what I'd like to do is sit down and let's talk about it so it doesn't become a problem because I love you and our relationship. That's a very non-blaming, proactive way to communicate.
And the sooner the better for that money conversation.
Because if I truly believe that if we can't feel safe in our relationships relative to money, it does erode at the intimacy, and it causes couples to not be as close and connected as they truly want.
Sometimes in a relationship, one person is a saver and the other one's a spender.
Neither of those two, spender-savers, are perfect models. I like to talk about, where's the middle ground here? How can you be in alignment with saving X amount, spending X amount? So it's really about establishing the middle ground. And if you can't do that, then you need to keep your money separate and stay away from being critical and judgmental of your partner's patterns.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Brazos County Expo recently released the results of an economic impact study. After a WTAW listener asked if the expo is paying its way, General Manager Tom Quarles says the event revenue is within $200,000 of meeting operating expenses.
The rule of thumb for event facilities like this, it takes about 10 years to hit your peak. So we're pretty much what I would say halfway there. We may actually be ahead of the curve on that a little bit. The main reason that the facility was built is to have a significant long-term economic impact on Bryan College Station in Brazos County. That's the whole reason it was built.
Helping close the gap was the first Brazos Valley Fair, which generated a net profit of $21,000. 75-mile-per-hour speed limits are coming to Brazos and most surrounding counties. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says if conditions change, motorists are still required to slow down.
When the weather gets bad like that, whether it be rain, ice, or fog like we had the other day, you're going to have to slow down. You're required by law to do a safe speed. And when you fail to do so and you're involved in wreck, then you can be cited for that. Absolutely.
Higher speeds will be in effect after signs are installed along Highway 6 from north of Bryan to the Grimes-Waller County line and Highway 21 from the Burleson-Lee County line to Bryan. Blinn College trustees have approved an academic reorganization plan that adds academic administrators in Bryan and Brenham. Brazos County Campus President Ted Raspiller says this will allow more teachers to return to the classroom.
Is unfortunately, the work has fallen on division chairs and assistant division chairs. So what this will do is let us take that model. They're our best teachers. And so to have an opportunity where they can spend more time in the classroom, and certainly same thing in the summer, they'll teach in the summer. They've all been on 9-month contracts. We'll bring in these three new administrative posts with 12-month contracts.
An academic provost and two more deans will come to Bryan and another dean to Brenham. In other trustees' business affecting Bryan, approval was given to add 300 paved parking spaces on the north side of the campus across the creek. Texas A&M University and the Texas Tribune have invited the public to a day-long symposium on the future of higher education in Texas. There's no admission charge, but reservations are required to tomorrow's event at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Among the sessions will be one moderated by Texas Tribune CEO and Editor-in-Chief Evan Smith and featuring A&M System Chancellor John Sharp and A&M President Bowen Lofton. Further details are available online at WTAW.com. Friday is the deadline for those wanting to take advantage of paying half of their property taxes. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says walk-up business has been brisk since last week. Payments can also be made online at brazostax.org.
They can use that same website and do an e-check, which will draft it directly from their account. And they can do that, you know, at 10 or 11 o'clock on the deadline, and they will get credit for having paid the tax at the time they initiate the payment. So if they use our website, it's a little bit better deal. If they use their bank account, they're going to have to give it about 5 days float because their bank is going to write a check and put it in the mail, and it's the postmark that decides the payment date.
And for those who can't take advantage of split payments and also know they can't pay the entire bill by the end of January, Rose says to pay what you can when you can. That will reduce the balance subject to interest and penalties after February 1st.
The local Better Business Bureau wants you to be informed when it comes to making gift card purchases. President Bill McGuire says buyers should avoid buying cards at online auction sites because they could be counterfeit or obtained fraudulently. Also, be observant when choosing cards in a store.
Inspect the card before buying. Verify that the protective stickers have not been removed and that the PIN number on the back of the card is not exposed. Report any damaged cards to the store selling the cards. Finally, provide your receipt with the gift card to your recipient.
He says the receipt will ensure that the recipient can prove ownership if there's ever a problem. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hey Aggie fans, indoor track season is right around the corner and season tickets are on sale now. Pat Henry and his 2009 to 2011 national champion track team is back and willing to offer you a new price for season tickets. You can watch every home meet as the Aggies look to gain their way to another national title for only $100. Get your season tickets now by calling 845-2311 or by logging on to aggieathletics.com/tickets.
Let's see what we're looking for. Techies, nerds, geeks,
dorks, dweebs, goobers, goofballs,
misfits, bookworms,
brains,
screwballs,
poindexters.
Good one. How about gurus?
Ooh, nice. But check this out. Turkeys, twerps, and twits.
At AggieLandHelpWanted.com, we have dozens, maybe even hundreds of technical job openings for qualified local job seekers listed on our website.
Know-it-alls.
Long hairs.
Lab rats.
I've been called an oddball.
And me, a rocket scientist.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com.
Long name.
Amazing results.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental.
It's free and it's fun for the entire family. On Thursday, November 29th, it's Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. For kids in Frosty's Funland, play games, ride the Polar Express, jump around on the bouncers, make an ornament for your tree, and more. Slide down the Arctic Snow Hill. Bring your camera for pictures with Santa. Register for prizes and enjoy free refreshments courtesy of Walmart Supercenter. Free shuttle from Blinn College to the park begins at 5 p.m. Call the park's office at 209-5528 about Holiday Magic, Thursday, November 29th.
Hey, good morning, 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information and services and possibly samples from businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Lots of sunshine moving in for today. Temperatures, they'll climb to 65 this afternoon. We'll have clear skies overnight and a low of 45. For tomorrow, it's going to be turning cloudy. High temperatures are going to be near 70 degrees. Lots of clouds for tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to 55 to 60. Clouds on Friday, we'll see those throughout the day. Temperatures will be 70 to 75. It'll stay warm right into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's something that I look back and just one of the biggest mistakes of my life.
Find out what that is coming up in just a little bit with sports. We've also got a look at some NBA action as well as some high school basketball action and sad news for the Pardee family. All coming up in 12 minutes.
Okay, there you go. 6:39.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Are you going to talk about the coaching deal at Tennessee? Have you heard the deal that Arkansas and Tennessee are the two stories that Arkansas is going to offer or has offered Les Miles $5.25 million a year to come coach up there?
Well, I was going to do that next hour because got the Stoop story this hour.
Do you have the story about the guy who they want to hire for the coach at, what is it? I guess it's Tennessee, and they're going to offer him part ownership of the Cleveland Browns?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, I'll have to see. I mean, consider that. That's
pretty, I missed that.
Pretty amazing. Come coach our college team, and we'll give you part ownership in a professional football team. That would seem to be a conflict of interest, but I'm not sure. One might think,
yeah.
Don't know. We'll see how all that turns. Apparently, somebody who's a big Tennessee booster and played for Tennessee is part owner or whole owner of the Cleveland Browns, and so they're going to offer some guy that. We'll see what happens. Oh, it's a Gruden. That's it. They were going to offer John Gruden.
John Gruden.
Yeah, so we'll see. Anyway, we'll talk to Bill Flores in a little less than an hour.
Find out what he thinks.
Yeah, well, not about the coaching thing. Probably go ahead and do a little bit of politics stuff. We're going to move on to other stuff besides politics because it's the time of year. There's just really not much going on.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, no. Other than Susan Rice. Susan Rice thought it would be, you know, there's some thought that she was going to be the Secretary of State. And so she thought it's a good idea to go up and meet with some Republicans, some senators there.
That didn't settle any feathers at all.
Didn't play well at all. She met with John McCain, who's the oldest senator who's alive, I think. Nah, he may not be. Anyway. Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire and Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. And Lindsey says, the bottom line is I'm more disturbed than I was before. Boy, you hate to have a senator disturbed. That's just scary, isn't it? But anyway, she apparently didn't do very well at answering the questions. What's interesting is, you know, there's speculation that Hillary's going to stop doing this Secretary of State thing, but there hadn't been any official announcement.
No, she hasn't come out and said anything officially, I don't think.
There's not any timeline about that. But here's the deal. I mean, there are any number of ways that you can describe the U.S. American Senate, but a good old boys club is pretty much it.
Yep.
Even though there's some girls in there. But the deal is one of their own wants to be Secretary of State. See, John Kerry has wanted that job for a while.
Yeah, since he didn't become president.
Exactly.
Much.
So now, are they stonewalling? And again, these are Republicans. Are they stonewalling so that their Democrat buddy can become Secretary of State? And then again, is it maybe just all political theater? Because that's what a lot of this is, that they're going to go ahead and offer it to John Kerry anyway, and he'll breeze through as the new Secretary of State. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime. So do you know about this lady named, she's a veterinarian and she's from Texas. I tried to look her up to see if she's a Fighting Texas Aggie veterinarian, but I can't find that. Her name is Melba Ketchum. Melba says that
she should work for the, never mind.
Yeah, she says that she's done genetic testing on Bigfoot.
On Bigfoot.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep, she's got her some DNA stuff and she's, I don't know where she got that, if it's toenail clippings.
Yeah,
or
how did
what.
She get close enough without don't taking know. A picture?
Would you put this swab in your mouth? Thank you. The Bigfoot is a human relative that arose some 15,000 years ago, according to a news release issued by a company called DNA Diagnostics, detailing supposed work by this veterinarian, Melba Ketchum. Suggests that these, they're called cryptids. I don't know what a cryptid is, but anyway, these cryptids apparently mated with modern human females, and the result was Bigfoot.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's really. For her study, she obtained 3 nuclear genomes from purported Sasquatch samples. The genome sequencing shows that the Sasquatch DNA is identical to modern Homo sapiens, but Sasquatch NUDNA is novel, in other words, unknown humanoid. So, but related to us. So,
wait,
what
do you mean by NUDNA?
I don't know what NUDNA is. I'm not. I don't have no.
Let me go
idea.
Look that up.
That would be
okay,
new.
It's little. It's little NU and then big DNA. And so I don't know. Oh, that's, well, I don't know. There's
Or are they talking about nuclear DNA?
It could be.
I don't know.
There's mitochondrial DNA.
That's true.
That's mtDNA.
That's passed down through your mother.
Yes, nuclear DNA. That's it. New DNA resides in the cell's nuclei and is passed down from both parents to the offspring.
Wow.
Well, there, so we've learned that today.
Tell me what other radio program you're going to get talk of mitochondrial DNA
and
vampires
DNA.
In the same week.
That's right. Vampires being, well, vampires being OCD, most important.
Yes.
It's all part of the charm of the show.
Saw somebody yesterday said, vampires OCD? I said, yeah, well, you know, you never knew. You just never knew.
Yeah, and you were calling me OCD yesterday. I just want to make clear that I'm not a vampire.
Did I call you OCD?
No. Kevin was off the air.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I told him I was just... Yeah,
we can go into the other story about her heckling her preacher if you want to.
Oh, well, we'll do that on maybe a little bit later on.
But, it wasn't heckling per se.
Heckling? Yeah, you sure you want to be heckling a man of the cloth? That's probably not a good thing. I mean, they're gonna tell you you can't come to services. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see about this DNA thing. And again, apparently, then if you go in and you, which is what I did this morning, is I Googled this Dr. Ketchum. And apparently she has made some claims before in DNA that didn't actually turn out to be true.
Well, see, my question is, the fact that your mitochondrial DNA is passed down from your mother, I'm wondering how that's going to affect the metabolism of some hybrid creature that's, you know, a result of a cryptid and a human female. Because is that why Yetis have so many problems?
Wait a minute.
If your mitochondria is what helps you.
Time out.
Mitochondria is essential for breaking down of energy
wonderful.
And creating energy.
That's
so,
wonderful, but I didn't know that you knew about the behavioral problems of abominable snowmen.
Well, think about them. They're antisocial. We're like scrounging to get pieces of their DNA.
Well, they just look.
They're the source of myth and legend.
They don't want to have anything to do
terror.
With this. They don't want to have anything to do with
They've
this.
They've terrorized many a camping trip.
This sounds exactly like Scott DeLucia.
Yeah, really.
Scott DeLucia is Bigfoot.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly. There's no doubt about that. So anyway, and by the way, this isn't the only Bigfoot story I have today. I have another one today, too.
Well,
I thought we tried this.
Hot dog.
We're broke out in Bigfoot stories today, but the next one.
That was a big feat.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Lunch That's doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation. With CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day only specials on everything from the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2012, Saturday, December 8th on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
If you'd like a little more landscape and a lot less work, there are some important tips that can help you achieve your dream. Gardening can be fun without being difficult. I have some important pointers to that end. I'll be back with details right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10
10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to save labor in landscaping, use only the best types of plants. Adapted is the operative word. A plant needs to be well-suited to its soils and its climate. Life is too short to spend it fanning plants that grow weary of Texas summers. That even applies to native Texas plants. In many cases, with plants from other regions, they're not even remotely suited to conditions in our part of the state. Just because it's native to one part of Texas doesn't mean it will grow well in another. You need to know each plant's potential size before you buy it and before you plant it. Read up ahead of time. Ask your nurseryman or landscape contractor. Don't plant a 10-foot shrub when you need a 4-foot shrub beneath windows. Planting green giants leads to frustration, frequent pruning, and eventually failure. Have a map for your gardening journey. If you were planning what's come to be known as a road trip, you'd most certainly have an atlas. Your landscape plan is the atlas of your design, the GPS. It tells you each important segment, and it shows how they all play off one another. Don't even go shopping unless you take your landscape plan with you. Every plant that you buy should fit a need on that drawing. Plant in natural groupings, not in long straight rows. Not only will your landscape look more natural, but you'll also be less tempted to trim all the plants into unnaturally square shapes. Use odd numbers, again for the visual impact. Space the plants far enough apart that you're not having to trim to keep them in check. Edge your beds. Green metal edging works best. Drive it almost totally into the soil, leaving no more than 1/2 inch extending up and out of the ground. Install it in long sweeping curves. Avoid abrupt corners that would require hand trimming and edging. Maintain good lighting beneath your trees. If you must, remove one or two lower limbs so that the sunlight can reach the grass early in the morning and also late in the evening. Those few hours of sunlight may spell the difference between succeeding with lawn grass and having to plant a shade-tolerant ground cover instead. Keep your plants healthy and vigorous. Plants that are prospering are better able to resist or survive onslaughts of insects and diseases and even drought. Water them deeply when you do water them, and let them dry out slightly before you water them again. Mulch them to conserve available moisture, also to protect against rapid soil temperature changes and to retard development of weeds. There's a lot of common sense in any well-planned and maintained garden. You need to put it to work. I'm Neil Sperry. Stones add appeal to landscapes. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Johnny Football spoke to the media on Monday via teleconference. On Tuesday, we actually got to see him in front of the cameras. He came off as a good kid, gracious, even humble. Even on the tough questions, Manziel got into some legal trouble over the summer for having a fake ID at a bar and the incident that stemmed from that. Here's his take.
I think the first thing that goes through your mind is just how many people that you let down. You can't really say anything else than that other than you let your family down. You let a group of teammates, a group of coaches who all care about you and really don't want to see anything like that happen. And for a truly critical error and judgment on my part, it's something that I look back and just one of the biggest mistakes of my life. And I've had to make a lot of changes in my life, really more aware of my surroundings and what goes on in my life. I've had to surround myself with a great group of people. I have a great family, a great group of coaches here that really all care about my well-being and me moving forward as a person.
That's the negative. On the positive side, what was his takeaway from this season in general?
But the big thing about this year, first year in the SEC, it's been something that a lot of Aggies they'll remember for the rest of their lives, and especially a lot of these seniors. Just to not lose a game on the road this year, that's something that will really stick in my mind for a while.
Heisman voting starts this week, and not only is he up for the Heisman, but Johnny Football is up for the Maxwell Award, the Davey O'Brien Award, SEC Player of the Year candidate, as well as an All-American candidate. Not a bad first year. A&M senior outside hitter Tolley Mellinger has been named the SEC Volleyball Community Service Team. It's kind of cool. The SEC does this community service team with all of the 20 sponsored sports with every one of the institutions, and they only pick the ones who give back to their community in a superior service effort. Congratulations to them. Turning now to the NBA, Evan Turner scored 22 points last night to lead the Sixers past the Mavs 100-98. James Harden scored 24 points and tied a career-high 12 assists last night to lead the Rockets past the Raptors 117-101. The Bryan Lady Vikings ran their non-district record to 9-4, beating Salado 49-38. And Kentucky has hired Florida State defensive coordinator Mark Stoops as their new football coach, replacing Joker Phillips. It will be the first head coaching job for the 45-year-old, who, by the way, is the brother of Bob Stoops at Oklahoma. And finally, some sad news in Aggie land. Former Houston Oilers head coach and Fighting Texas Aggie Jack Pardee has been diagnosed with gallbladder cancer. Pardee's daughter tells the Associated Press the cancer has spread to other organs, and her father has 6 to 9 months to live. And, of course, our thoughts are with the family. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I just heard you can get Exceed high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month when you bundle with satellite TV. So now they have two satellites hovering over us? That sounds like the start of an invasion to me. I'll be keeping my eyes on you, space people.
Get Exceed high-speed internet for just $39.99 a month for 12 months when you bundle with satellite TV. Call 888-782-7488 or visit exede.com for details. Actual speeds will vary, not available in all areas. Exceed high-speed internet for all mankind.
It's free and it's fun for the entire family. On Thursday, November 29th, it's Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. For kids in Frosty's Funland, play games, ride the Polar Express, jump around on the bouncers, make an ornament for your tree, and more. Slide down the Arctic Snow Hill. Bring your camera for pictures with Santa. Register for prizes and enjoy free refreshments courtesy of Walmart Supercenter. Free shuttle from Blinn College to the park begins at 5 p.m. Call the park's office at 209-5528 about Holiday Magic, Thursday, November 29th.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrassusvalley.org.
Hey, unwrap the savings. You've got them now from Suddenlink. You can get Suddenlink blazing fast 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. That gives you enough bandwidth for online gaming or streaming movies or downloading music. You can do it all at the same time, as a matter of fact. Plus, you get Suddenlink's SL200 HD TV for as low as $35 a month. You get tons of HD programming and free access to Suddenlink to go. And that's neat during the holiday travel, because that way you can take your favorite movies and TV shows and stream them right there to your laptop or your computer wherever you go. And Suddenlink home phone for as little as $25 per month for the rest of your life. Unlimited local and long distance calling. You can talk to your friends and family no matter where they are during the holidays, with rates that the phone company just cannot match. So all of that is available for you right now. Give them a call at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866. Hey, tomorrow, Men in Black 3 premieres on video on demand, and there'll be a whole bunch of new ones that come out in December. Every month you get new video on demand, and of course, those are the movies. There are lots and lots of TV shows that are out there for you to watch if you want to catch up or even catch on to a new TV show. So give them a call at Suddenlink or go to the website. It's suddenlink.com. The number to call is 1-800-915-1866.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're always here to answer those tough questions. We already know that you can cook an egg on a hot sidewalk in the middle of the summer.
Yes, you can.
But can you really cook a lasagna in a dishwasher?
What? That sounds gross.
On the steamed lasagna.
That's right. On the most recent episode of MythBusters, Adam and Jamie teamed up with food columnist Alton Brown to test the popular food myths. But there wasn't enough time to air that one experiment, cooking lasagna in a dishwasher. You can find it up there online if you want to. It's a 6-minute segment, but I will share the good news with you. Yes. Yes, you can cook lasagna in a dishwasher.
Well, I'll be darned.
The pasta dish doesn't come out with the crispy cheesiness that you're used to.
Oh, that's the best part.
Well, I think it quite often is, but it will come out piping hot and cooked through and through.
Well, why would you want to wash it in your, cook it in your dishwasher? Well,
that's why MythBusters exists, just to answer those questions, because you've been at a party before.
So I'm going to serve lasagna at the Christmas party. I cook this in my dishwasher,
well, what I'm
y'all.
Saying, though, is you go to a party and somebody says something that you think is completely outlandish. That's the reason MythBusters was invented, so that you could find out. Or if you're a guy and you think, how fast can I drive to crash that vehicle in sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Republicans accuse the president of reverting to campaign mode, while neither side reports any progress on avoiding a double whammy for the economy 34 days from now. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, lawmakers are talking about all kinds of ideas like this from Oklahoma Republican Congressman Dan Boren.
For folks making $1 million a year, maybe they aren't able to access Medicare.
And there are questions like this from Wisconsin Republican Reed Ribble.
What are you going to do in the way of addressing the runaway spending that's really causing the problem in the first place?
As for President Obama, today he meets with more than a dozen CEOs of some big corporations and a group of middle-class Americans who would be hurt should all the tax cuts of the past few years suddenly all expire on January 2nd, Lisa.
Rich, thanks. Three former BP employees due in court for arraignment on criminal charges from the deadly oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Two supervisors on the big rig that exploded charged with manslaughter, accused of disregarding abnormal high pressure readings. A former BP executive is charged with hiding information from Congress about how much oil was leaking. A political crisis ratchets up in Egypt, where the latest protest over the president's powers is coming from the courts. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Mideast Bureau.
Egypt's highest court say they're suspending their work in protest of the president's decree that granted him power over them. On the streets, it's a sixth day of protests in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Yesterday saw one of the largest protests since the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak. Morsi has tried to defuse the crisis by saying his powers will be limited in scope, but the protesters are promising to continue their demonstration. Egypt's prime minister is chairing a cabinet meeting today to discuss the situation. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. Wall Street futures lower right now. The Dow futures down about 38. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Perrine Winery has a little something for everyone. Pick up one-of-a-kind gifts or host your holiday parties with us and make plans to come out for some of our special events. On December 2nd, bring your wedding dress or similar garb for a portrait, makeup, dessert bar, and wine tasting. December 5th is a profit share with Relay for Life, and December 8th, hear Joe Teichman. Perrine Winery is the best-kept secret in town, located in the Post Oak Village on Harvey Road across from the Tap.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Higher speed limits are on their way in Brazos and most surrounding counties. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says once the signs go up, the 75-mile-per-hour zones in Brazos County include Highway 6, 21, and 47.
What I've seen so far on this increase of 75, it's a lot of highway that's been divided, where you have grass median, what separates the two highways, and that's where I've seen the increase of these speed limits go up.
Morgan reminds motorists to drive according to road conditions, slowing down for fog and other inclement weather. The list of higher speed zones is on our website at WTAW.com. One item that is probably not on anyone's holiday shopping list is paying property taxes. But Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says you can pay it all at the end of January, or you have until this Friday to pay half.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 16,000 property tax payers took advantage of the split payment this last year, and that was actually down from previous years. We have had as much as one-third, which is close to 30,000 accounts, taking advantage of the split payment in the past. I don't know if that's the economy or if people just really aren't that familiar with it. As more folks from outside of Brazos County move into Brazos County, because it's a little bit rare, they're not used to taking advantage.
Roe reminds those considering payment in person to expect to wait in line, and if you're mailing, make sure the postmark is no later than Friday. Gift cards are increasingly popular as Christmas gifts, but make sure you don't get swindled. Bill McGuire with the Brazos Valley Better Business Bureau says some gift cards carry high fees, and you need to watch out for cards with strings attached.
Read the fine print. Fully understand how the card works, if there are any fees associated with buying or using the card, and if any fees will be deducted from the card after it is purchased. It can be a real big disappointment to whoever's getting that card, right, as they find out, then they don't like it too much.
He says issuers can charge fees whenever a card is used, the balance is checked, a replacement card is requested, or customer service is called. So research what you're getting into. The growth of Blinn College's campus in Bryan and of other programs in Brazos County has led to a reorganization of its academic administration. President Ted Raspiller says Blinn's trustees recently approved adding a provost and two more deans.
There's no mystery of what the numbers have done here in Brazos County since we opened the doors in 1970 and most recently over the last few years. We've had a model where we've had very little management or administration in the academic side, and so that's what we built in for the piece of the reorganization over here.
Raspiller says the college has hired a private company to do a compensation study, and trustees also approved building another parking lot accommodating 300 vehicles on Blinn's campus in Bryan. If you're interested in the future of higher education in Texas, you have an opportunity to hear from the state's top leaders. A&M and the Texas Tribune are holding a day-long symposium tomorrow, featuring, among others, University President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp. Reservations are required, but there's no admission charge for the event at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Details are available on our website at WTAW.com. And now, in its fifth year of operation, the Brazos County Expo is getting closer to making ends meet. General Manager Tom Quarles says during the last fiscal year, event revenue generated about $750,000, while operating expenses totaled $950,000.
I have every reason to believe, since we're growing this business and we're booking more and more events, and some of these events are extremely large, that I feel like, you know, given three or four more years, I have every reason to believe that we're going to be able to close that gap, and we're going to be able to eventually break even.
Quarles says a combination of county property taxes and the county's share of hotel bed tax money is making up the difference. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30. Or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure in control of our weather today, so lots of sunshine developing across the area. Temperatures, they'll be comfortable later today, getting up close to 65 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 45. Clouds, they'll certainly roll our way during the day tomorrow. Highs will be near 70. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Clouds will linger across the area Friday, and it's mild, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Sorry, Les Miles in the talks for a new job, perhaps. Also, fighting Texas Aggie football, Johnny Manziel spoke to the media again. This time we actually got to see him at a press conference. We'll talk more about that, plus the NBA all coming up at 7:50.
You know, the last time that Les Miles did that, that lasted for less than a day, I think. It was Michigan was talking to him. And
well, everybody there is saying no.
Yeah. Again, they and any place in the SEC, they pretty much, well, with the exception of maybe Vanderbilt, they can back up the truck and dump the money on them if they want to.
$27.5 million.
For 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, that's what Arkansas will.
Yeah, that's a serious offer.
I was listening to Mike and Mike coming in this morning, and Charles Barkley apparently on TV, whatever channel he's on, last night saying that
they need to hire Bobby Petrino at Auburn. And he said, you know, he made a personal mistake, but he'd be a great coach. And he said they don't ever listen to me, and that's why they're up the creek without a paddle. So Charles Barkley being Charles Barkley. So anyway, I go in to grab it's always fun. I don't know if y'all's workplace refrigerator is like ours.
Oh, you mean you think you might catch hepatitis and it smells bad?
No, just that it's an eclectic group of things that are in there. Various people. I mean, again, most everybody who works here is younger than I am, and so they they try to eat some different type stuff maybe than I do, but
it's not actually as nasty as I said.
No, it's not. And the combinations are interesting. But again, we have people who come to work at 4 in the afternoon. We have people who come to work at 4 in the morning. And so as a result, we kind of have the entire realm of the food clock, if you will, in the refrigerator. But I go in there this morning to grab an apple that I had brought. And I keep a bag of them here, you know. And in front of the apple is a plastic bag with 4 red potatoes in it.
Those are yours, aren't they?
No, yeah.
I'm talking to Kat.
I have brought red potatoes to work before, but those are not mine, unfortunately. I'm the half-eaten can of soup with a bowl on top with a post-it note with the date on it.
Perfect. But I mean, at what point in your world do you think, man, I'd really love to have a red potato right now? And then do you microwave it or just go ahead and chow down?
That's what I've done here at work. You poke it with a fork, and then you microwave it on one side for about 3 minutes, uh-huh. and then one side for 2 minutes. And howdy, that's just a delicious tater right there. You just need to bring a little pat of butter in a plastic bag.
But then you've got to have other stuff to go along with it because pretty much a tater is a tater.
I love the fact that she has a master's degree and says, howdy, you got a good tater right there.
Yeah, really.
Well, you can't rub out your roots.
That's right. Write that down. Someplace.
Incidentally, whenever you want to talk about Bigfoot, I do have a clip of my favorite expert talking about Bigfoot in North Carolina, which is where some of my family is from.
All right. Well, we'll do that in a little while, probably the 8 o'clock hour. We'll see. But, you know, in the meantime, we ended last hour discussing how Mythbusters has proved that you can, in fact, prepare a lasagna in the dishwasher. And it's not crunchy like you're used to, but it's cooked. And so that then made me think.
Well, are you able to wash dishes at the same time?
I don't understand if it's sealed off or if it has to be just how it is.
You'd have to seal it off. Sure, you could.
Yeah, I guess. But why would you want to put detergent on your lasagna?
I'm saying if it's good and sealed. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I have no idea. Now, but that brought to mind, we used to have a young lady worked here whose name was Liz Bethany. And she would make YouTubes of any number of things, but among them was, I think, during the holiday season, she baked some pie or something and made a video of that and posted it.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, it is. So what I was thinking is, since, you know, you're masterful in the kitchen, that you might want to try the lasagna thing, and you could YouTube that for us, and you could start doing, like, cooking shows on YouTube.
Well, if you want me to start my career in television cooking with a dishwasher lasagna,
yeah,
I was wondering if you would be my sponsor.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'd probably pay for the stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do that. There's no reason for you to have to pay for the lasagna. I'll buy the ingredients, and then you could cook that. So anyway, but this is just something for you to think about, and, you know, if you want to.
You're such a mess.
I'll be glad to do that. I won't, however, you're going to do haggis. I won't pay for any of that.
I have made haggis.
I'm just saying.
Oh, it's cheap. It's organ meat, Scott.
That's what I'm saying is, of course.
I bet I could ask them for some of those
sure.
pieces.
You could just go over to Reed Fields and say, hey, listen, guys, would you go ahead because I want to make haggis. Yeah. I got that happening. Hello.
Scott.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I lost you. Call me back.
Okay. Earth to caller. Come in, caller.
Yep, you can call back. Anyway, just we'll see. No, you don't need to make. I forget somebody, who's that bald-headed fat guy who goes around the world and eats strange food?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
He's on the food
Zimmer?
Chain. Yeah, that's it, Zimmer. Yeah, anyway, I saw he went to some place where they made haggis.
I bet he loves being described as that bald-headed fat guy.
He's done it, and he got rich doing it. Hello?
Scott, in North Carolina is Kat from?
Kat, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Texas, but my mother is from Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem.
Okay, well, you got another party on out here in Bryan, Texas.
What part of North Carolina?
Well, just outside Raleigh.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
North Carolina is a beautiful state. Just a beautiful state. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Man, out there around Asheville, it's just gorgeous. Anyway. All right. So Microsoft's Bing search engine has revealed the most searched stories of the year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Amazingly enough, the 2012 elections are not among them. Yeah, pretty shocking. Anyway, number 10 is the Facebook IPO. I'd have thought that had been a little higher. Well, the when the initial public offering for Facebook stock.
Oh,
remember
boring.
There were a lot of people. A lot of people were interested in that. I thought that'd be higher, actually. Mm. Number 9 is the Kindle Fire HD. Number 8, the Academy Awards. Number 7, the Kony 2012 campaign aimed at ending Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance Army rule of Uganda.
Mm. I can believe that. Yep. It was all over everything for a week.
Yep. Number 6, Gangnam Style Dance.
Okay, that's the only one I've looked up this year so far out of all of those.
Well, with the next three, I guarantee you'll be all over these others. Number 5, I'm sure, Honey Boo Boo.
No.
I'm guilty on all of these so far.
So far, all right, there you go. Number 4 is Hurricane Sandy. Number 3 is the 2012 Olympics. Oh, wait, the elections are in here. They're number 2. And number 1 is the number 1 is the iPhone 5.
Nope. Well, we could have done this as a nope, whatever.
Anyway, we'll do celebrities in the next half hour, the most binged celebrities. Now, how is it that Bing got their stuff out
before
Google?
I don't even know what Bing is.
Well, that's Microsoft search engine.
It's and a singer.
No, they're trying to come back after Google and take Google's market share. See, they want to be the new default search engine.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't
not going to happen.
Not any time soon. 7:20. All right, so no winner Saturday night in the lottery. So the Powerball is going to be worth $500 million. I know it's a measly $327 million cash, and your chances are 175.2 million to 1.
You're 100 times more likely to get a flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. You really are.
No, I'm not making that up. That's one of the statistics.
Right. Dying in an amusement accident, your chances are 1 in 72 million.
What about an asteroid hitting you on the head?
They don't have that one. They do have struck by lightning, 1 in 700,000.
What about a piano running you over?
Well, that could happen, too. But, I mean, it's just, and again.
What about your house exploding?
That didn't happen to be on the list.
What about getting sucked down in a swamp?
Yeah, okay.
Which this show's going right now.
Yeah, I use Bing all the time to Google something.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
It's not too late to get your home ready for a holiday guest. I'm Chuck Morrow, and Brazos Valley Flooring Design has expanded to help you remodel your home.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we are your destination for a complete home makeover, and we handle commercial as well as residential properties.
Call us today and have your flooring, lighting, and countertops installed before Christmas. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hard to believe it's been 31 years since the very first Christmas Shoppers Arts and Crafts Show and Sale. This weekend, it's back at the Brazos Center, December 1st and 2nd, with a fabulous selection of gift-giving ideas. Christmas items, clothing, jewelry, candles, bakery items, and more. All perfect, unique Christmas and holiday gifts for the ones you love. You'll want to come early and stay late this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the 31st Annual Christmas Shoppers Arts and Crafts Show and Sale at the Brazos Center in Bryan.
You know, we've always talked about how the weather in November is hard to figure out in Texas because sometimes it'll be cold, like it's kind of chilly this morning, and sometimes it won't be, like it won't be on Sunday. But no matter what, your windows are not energy efficient when the weather's cold, and they're not going to be energy efficient when the weather's warm. It's just you notice it more when the weather's cold. The folks at Intercon are here to help you make your windows more energy efficient, whether it's repairing the windows that you have in your home right now or replacing them with more energy-efficient windows. And if you're going to be building or remodeling, remember that there are all sorts of things that you do where you call in specialists to get their opinions on how to handle different parts of your home, make the right choices for your floor or your walls or your roof or your lighting. Well, you know what? Same thing can happen for your windows, too. And the specialist when it comes to windows is Intercon. So just give them a call at 823-3639 if you're going to do the build or remodel. If you've got existing windows you want to check out, same number to call. They'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, and they'll let you know what it'll cost to either repair or and or replace windows, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon because they've been doing this for a long, long time. They've got lots of satisfied customers. Plus, you're dealing with a local company. So if you need windows, and you may well know that you do, but you may not know exactly how many need to be repaired or replaced, give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 66 for a high temperature today. The winds will be out of the east, and so not quite as chilly. 43 for a low temperature tonight because we'll have some clear skies. Then tomorrow, right around 70. About 75 for Friday, and close to 80 when we get to Saturday and Sunday. So right now we've got calm winds out there. Relative humidity's 86%. And we have 40 degrees.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to USA Today, young Americans expect to inherit wealth from their parents. It doesn't exist. A study by TD Ameritrade found that only 16% of parents plan to leave anything to their little crumb crunchers. TD's Managing Director for Investor Services, Carrie Braxdale, says the odds are slim that young adults will inherit anything due to stock market turmoil and rising health care costs. The attitudes of parents with at least $100,000 in assets is surprising. Almost 60% say leaving money to their offspring is not a primary concern. Only a measly 2% say that it is their main focus. Parents are instead much more concerned about their own retirement. Can't blame them. The underlying reason is the Great Recession. Obama's recession is wiping out wealth today, along with the inheritance kids are expecting tomorrow. They bought into Obama's hope and change BS, they voted, and now their inheritance is being wiped out by the guy they believe was their savior. Talk about karma. And add this to the mix. You have 30-something-year-olds living at home, still on their parents' health plans. An entire generation of adult slackers, mooching off their parents. So their parents can't save. They're spending the inheritance supporting grown-ups who want to live like kids and who, thanks to Obama, can't find any jobs. So tomorrow, the kids of today will be broke without the inheritance that they expect. And in the future, they can say that they inherited this mess, being S-O-L, broke, from Obama. See?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is the season of giving, but for identity thieves, it's the season of stealing. stealing identities, taking over bank accounts. And when you share your information to buy a gift or buy gas, food, or shop online, you might be exposing yourself and your bank accounts to identity thieves. So arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate guards your identity and your good name and is the only identity theft protection service that helps protect you from bank account takeover fraud. No one can stop all identity theft. It's a global crime, but do not fight it alone. Protect yourself over the holidays with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush and get details and a special 10% discount. Or just call them. Use the promo code RUSH and get my special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. That's 1-800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs for friendly home. Hometown Family Service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 729. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Brazos County Expo recently released the results of an economic impact study. After a WTAW listener asked if the expo is paying its way, General Manager Tom Quarles says the event revenue is within $200,000 of meeting operating expenses.
The rule of thumb for event facilities like this, it takes about 10 years to hit your peak. So we're pretty much, what I would say, halfway there. We may actually be ahead of the curve on that a little bit. The main reason that the facility was built is to have a significant long-term economic impact on Bryan College Station in Brazos County. That's the whole reason it was built.
Helping close the gap was the first Brazos Valley Fair, which generated a net profit of $21,000. 75-mile-per-hour speed limits are coming to Brazos and most surrounding counties. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says if conditions change, motorists are still required to slow down.
When the weather gets bad like that, whether it be rain, ice, or fog like we had the other day, you're going to have to slow down. You're required by law to do a safe speed. And when you fail to do so and you're involved in wreck, then you can be cited for that. Absolutely.
Higher speeds will be in effect after signs are installed along Highway 6 from north of Bryan to the Grimes-Waller County line and Highway 21 from the Burleson-Lee County line to Bryan. Blinn College trustees have approved an academic reorganization plan that adds academic administrators in Bryan and Brenham. Brazos County Campus President Ted Raspiller says this will allow more teachers to return to the classroom.
Is unfortunately, the work has fallen on division chairs and assistant division chairs. So what this will do is let us take that model. They're our best teachers. And so to have an opportunity where they can spend more time in the classroom, and certainly same thing in the summer, they'll teach in the summer. They've all been on 9-month contracts. We'll bring in these three new administrative posts with 12-month contracts.
An academic provost and two more deans will come to Bryan and another dean to Brenham. In other trustees' business affecting Bryan, approval was given to add 300 paved parking spaces on the north side of the campus across the creek. Texas A&M University and the Texas Tribune have invited the public to a day-long symposium on the future of higher education in Texas. There's no admission charge, but reservations are required to tomorrow's event at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Among the sessions will be one moderated by Texas Tribune CEO and Editor-in-Chief Evan Smith and featuring A&M System Chancellor John Sharp and A&M President Bowen Lofton. Further details are available online at WTAW.com. Friday is the deadline for those wanting to take advantage of paying half of their property taxes. Brazos County Tax Assessor-Collector Christy Rose says walk-up business has been brisk since last week. Payments can also be made online at brazostax.org.
They can use that same website and do an e-check, which will draft it directly from their account. And they can do that, you know, at 10 or 11 o'clock on the deadline, and they will get credit for having paid the tax at the time they initiate the payment. So if they use our website, it's a little bit better deal. If they use their bank account, they're going to have to give it about 5 days float because their bank is going to write a check and put it in the mail, and it's the postmark that decides the payment date.
And for those who can't take advantage of split payments and also know they can't pay the entire bill by the end of January, Rose says to pay what you can, when you can. That will reduce the balance subject to interest and penalties after February 1st. And the local Better Business Bureau wants you to be informed when it comes to making gift card purchases. President Bill McGuire says buyers should avoid buying cards at online auction sites because they could be counterfeit or obtained fraudulently. Also, be observant when choosing cards in a store.
Inspect the card before buying. Verify that the protective stickers have not been removed and that the PIN number on the back of the card is not exposed. Report any damaged cards to the store selling the cards. Finally, provide your receipt with the gift card to your recipient.
He says the receipt will ensure that the recipient can prove ownership if there's ever a problem. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 34 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
It's a 7:35 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications in business. For your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
High pressure and control of our weather today, so lots of sunshine developing across the area. Temperatures, they'll be comfortable later today, getting up close to 65 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 45. Clouds, they'll certainly roll our way during the day tomorrow, highs will be near 70. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Clouds will linger across the area Friday, and it's mild, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And in sports, some teams won, some teams lost.
Oh, good Lord, my computer is going to explode.
Oh, yeah, cool. All right,
hey, you know, coming up, we're going to find out what, now it's going to work. Uh-huh. Okay. Here we go. Let's try that one more time.
It's something that I look back and just one of the biggest mistakes of my life.
That's Johnny Manziel at another press conference yesterday. We'll share that with you as well as NBA. New coaching changes all over the place. When it was all said and done last Sunday, they called it Black Sunday. 14 mm-hmm. coaches let go in NCAA football, and some interesting turns we'll share with you as well.
Yeah. All right, there you go. The countdown is going on, and speaking of countdowns, Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you guys.
Well, the countdown toward the fiscal cliff, I guess, is where did that come from? Do you know the genesis of the phrase fiscal cliff? I mean, I'm just wondering.
I don't really know where it came from. I believe it came up in a hearing where the director of the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, was testifying to the Budget Committee, and I believe I heard him use that term for the first time. This was back early last year when we were looking at the potential impact of tax increases, sequestration, and a variety of the expiration of other tax extenders, things like that.
Now, there doesn't seem to be any kind of a hint that there's any headway that's being made, at least up front. There may be behind the scenes, but, I mean, what's your take? Where are we with this?
Well, actually, in the House, in my view, we've made a lot of progress, and we did it back in the summertime before we left for the election recess. So we had all this wrapped up by September. We passed an extension of current tax rates. We passed an outline for comprehensive pro-growth tax reform that puts more revenues on the table. And then we also passed a Reconciliation Act to undo the impact of sequestration for 1 year while we look for a longer-term solution. So we did all that. Unfortunately, our bully pulpit, if you will, is not nearly as big as the president's. And so every time he got up and gave, you know, and by then he was in full campaign mode, and so he was talking about how the Republicans wanted to drive us over the cliff when really we had already taken care of our business and he had not.
Now, there's no indication, at least it doesn't appear today, on Wednesday, that the president and congressional leaders are going to speak together this week. Is that right?
That's correct, Scott, and it's pretty much a shame. And it's not because that John Boehner is not trying for his part. He has tried to have multiple meetings with the president, but the president's decided that he ran on the platform of raising taxes on a particular group of people, and that he seems to be politically heck-bent on doing that rather than sitting down and trying to say, okay, what's the best thing for the American people? We need to remember that the way his tax bill has been scored, his tax proposal will cost 700,000 middle-class American jobs. But he achieves this political desire of raising taxes on a certain income group. To me, that's unacceptable because there are other alternatives that focus on growing the economic pie, not trying to reallocate a shrinking economic pie. But he's heck-bent to take it on the road this week instead of sitting down with us and trying to work through this mess.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Speaking of being on the road, you were on the road last week, and that's why we couldn't chat. Now, where were you and what were you able to find out?
I was on a congressional delegation trip to Japan and to Taiwan. In Japan, our 7th Fleet headquarters are located there, and so we were spending time with the sailors of the 7th Fleet, talking to them about the military's pivot from, the military's had to change its strategy from being able to address two major conflicts at one time to being more Asia-focused. And so we were sitting down and talking to the 7th Fleet about how that transition is going, that pivot, if you will. And then also to get their ideas about what sequestration was going to do to them. And then we spent some time in Taiwan to talk to review naval operations there.
So now have they started to prepare to scale back, or where are they in the process since we are getting toward the end of the year?
Well, interestingly enough, and this has been one of the things that I've continuously heard, is that the Pentagon, the leadership of the Department of Defense, is not prepared any plans that they've shared with their field commanders on how to deal with sequestration. So I don't know that means that the Pentagon has not done anything about it, but they certainly aren't sharing their plans with commanders out in the field.
Seems like if they had any marching orders, those ought to be the guys and gals getting it.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, it's not the way the private sector would run things, for sure. And that's one of the things that was disappointing. We had Secretary Panetta on, along with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, in a budget committee hearing back in the summertime, and they were basically saying that they were not planning for sequestration.
You know,
and I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, magically snap your fingers and it all starts rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to Cliff for just a minute, simply because we were discussing it on the show yesterday. You know, a lady called up, and what happens? Obviously, Americans are concerned about themselves and how it will individually affect them. So, I mean, can we say, address, if you will, the whole idea of cuts in social programs and how you think the Republican Party is going to come down on that? Because obviously people are concerned about what's going to happen to their pocketbooks.
Well, let me put it to start this way. Our social programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, are all insolvent. And they are all going to hit their walls at different times. And when those walls are hit, then the benefits are going to be cut, and they're going to be cut substantially. So that's one of the things that people need to be aware of. These programs are built on unsustainable foundations. Even if they're not fixed somehow, it's going to be the single largest intergenerational transfer of wealth from one generation, in this case, those that are 30 and under, to those that are 50 and older. And so this has to be fixed. It has got to be fixed. And that will involve some changes, and we can make changes that don't hurt current retirees or those that are close to retiring, but still preserve these programs for future generations. If we do nothing, though, they're going to hit the wall. Now, what happens under sequestration? Nothing happens to Social Security. Nothing happens to Medicaid. But Medicare providers are going to receive a cut in what they get paid. And what that means is that you'll have fewer doctors and hospitals and so forth providing care to Medicare patients. And so you'll see longer lines at the doctor's office if you can get in at all if you're a senior.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that came up yesterday is we heard that the write-off for interest on mortgages might go away. Obviously, that impacts a lot of people.
Yes, sir, it does. But one of the I've got numbers that show that only about 8% of Americans take a mortgage interest deduction.
So, is that right?
Wow. Yes, sir. Wow. Yeah, and I've got a spreadsheet that if you'll send me an email when we're done to remind me, I'll send this spreadsheet to you.
Okay.
But the when you look at the different deductions that are itemized, they don't have as big an impact on middle class families as you'd think.
That's fascinating. Did not know that. Real quickly, I want to talk about the they've announced the chairman for the next session of Congress, and the state of Texas has done pretty well.
Yes, I was very pleased. We've got Pete Sessions in charge of the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee is very, very powerful because it determines what comes to the floor and how it comes to the floor. Michael McCaul is going to be chairman of Homeland Security, and I think any of us that have watched him know how great he is in terms of trying to make sure that Congress provides proper oversight and protection of our homeland. We're going to have, lost my train of thought all of a sudden. We're going to have, excuse me, I'm taking me a second. We're going to have Jeb Hensarling, this in charge of financial services.
Right.
I think he will do a great job. And then we're going to have, where's our other one here? We're going to have Lamar Smith, who is the chairman of Space, Science, and Technology.
Now, remind people what committees you're on today.
Today, I'm on Natural Resources, Budget, and Veterans Affairs.
Okay, and then new committee assignments for the members, when does that come out?
Well, they're going to come out over the course of the next few days.
Okay.
We have a group of committees called A committees. The A committees are going to be determined tomorrow. I am up for assignment to one of the A committees. And then, based on what happens there, we'll know what my final committee assignments are within
Great.
The next few days.
Okay. And finally, we don't talk about international too often, but obviously things in Cairo have blown up again. Mohamed Morsi, the president, now wants to call himself a pharaoh. Where does the United States need to be in this situation as far as your view?
Well, I think I'm really disappointed that the president decided to not get involved earlier in a proactive way when Egypt was trying to come unbolted at the seams. He basically promoted this mess that we've got without trying to think ahead about what the outcome was going to be. What I would propose, given where Morsi is that we provide no aid to them and that we push as hard as we can through diplomatic and financial channels to have Morsi either adhere to the democratic principles that he ran under or that he get out of the way.
Yeah, he sure likes being in the leader's chair right now, and again, seems to be maybe a stronger, a more dominant leader than Mubarak was.
Yes, exactly, and that's what's scary. And you could almost predict this coming because the Muslim Brotherhood mm-hmm. Believes in centralized power, and they seem to be bent on imposing Sharia law rather than any kind of a secular democratic system. And so, I mean, this was easily foretellable, but unfortunately, the president and his team didn't pay attention to what was coming.
Got it. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Scott, great talking to you, and I hope our listeners will continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
All right, thanks.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan Pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Being a teen can be tough, and it's even tougher when you have to deal with acne, but you don't have to accept it. Just visit Childs Dermatology. They can properly diagnose and then effectively treat acne with equipment like Omnilux Light Therapy. The light is safe and harmless to your skin, and it's completely pain-free. So in a 20-minute treatment, Childs Dermatology can help you say so long to pimples, zits, and all those other annoying issues. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When you get right down to it, every marriage has conflict. Yet some couples thrive, some get by, and some are in deep trouble. Do you know how to tell which category your marriage falls into? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When the lawnmower broke down, Toby's wife asked him repeatedly to take care of it. He meant to, but he was always too busy. After a couple of weeks, the grass was growing taller, and his wife's frustration was mounting. So one day, to embarrass him into fixing the mower, she sat down in the lawn and began clipping it with a pair of scissors. Toby watched for a few minutes, then came out of the house holding a toothbrush. "When you finish cutting the grass," he said, "you might as well sweep the driveway." Well, if Toby's marriage isn't in trouble yet, it soon will be. But it won't be because he and his wife experience conflict. It'll be because they did nothing to resolve their disagreements. According to research, a key indicator of what separates a marriage that thrives from one that's in trouble is the ability to work through disagreements and frustrations. That may come as a surprise to couples who have been taught that a successful relationship is one where no conflict exists. No, a healthy marriage is where spouses learn to work together and find common ground in areas where they don't see eye to eye. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late night low battery chirp.
Not again!
And the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Arendt since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Good morning, sports fans. It's 7:51, and I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Johnny Football spoke to the media on Monday via teleconference. On Tuesday, he actually got up in front of the cameras, and he came off pretty good. Gracious, humble, just kind of a good kid. Even though he had some tough questions to answer, he had a little legal trouble over the summer with the fake ID at a bar and the incident that stemmed from that.
I think the first thing that goes through your mind is just how many people that you let down. You can't really say anything else than that other than without your family down, you let a group of teammates, a group of coaches who all care about you and really don't want to see anything like that happen. And for a truly critical error and judgment on my part, it's something that I look back and just one of the biggest mistakes of my life. And I've had to make a lot of changes in my life, really more aware of my surroundings and what goes on in my life. I've had to surround myself with a great group of people. I have a great family, a great group of coaches here that really all care about my well-being and me moving forward as a person.
One of the other questions asked at the press conference is, what was your takeaway from this season?
But the big thing about this year, first year in the SEC, it's been something that a lot of Aggies, they'll remember for the rest of their lives, and especially a lot of these seniors. Just to not lose a game on the road this year, that's something that will really stick in my mind for a while.
Turning now to the Heisman voting starts next week, and we'll find out more on what bowl the Aggies are going to go to this Sunday. Right now, the odds-on favorite are for the Capital One and the Cotton. Manziel not only up for the Heisman Trophy, he's also up for the Maxwell, the Davey O'Brien, SEC Player of the Year, and he's also an All-American candidate. Turning now to the NBA, Evan Turner put up 22 points last night to lead the Sixers past the Mavs, 100-98. James Harden scored 24 and added 12 assists to lead the Rockets past the Raptors, 117-101. And now to the coaches, because there are a ton of changes going on, and a lot of them in the SEC. Kentucky has hired Florida State defensive coordinator Mark Stoops as its new head football coach, replacing Joker Phillips. It was the first head coaching job for the 45-year-old Stoops, who is the brother of Oklahoma Bob Stoops. Les Miles reportedly now has been offered a gig by Arkansas. Razorbacks offered a 5-year, $27.5 million deal to the Mad Hatter. Quote, they've made a serious, serious offer, according to the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Athletic director Joe Alva is in meetings with Miles and his agent. The discussions are ongoing. Miles' agent, George Bass, dismissed the reports, telling the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette there's nothing like this going on. Moving on now to Dave Gruden. He's up for the Tennessee Volunteers job as a head coach with a twist. One of the Big Vol alums is the owner of the Cleveland Browns. Part of the deal with Gruden involves some interest in the Browns, but the NFL may intercede in the NCAA, which is odd. It looks like Tampa Bay still owes Gruden money, and in order for Tennessee to offer Gruden such a gift, it has to be gifted to them first, then to pass on to Gruden. Most insiders say this more than likely won't happen the way it all plays out, at least in the newspapers thus far. And finally, some sad news. We'll wrap up on former Houston Oilers coach and Fighting Texas Aggie Jack Pardee has been diagnosed with gallbladder cancer. Pardee's daughter tells the Associated Press the cancer has spread to other organs and her father has 6 to 9 months to live. That's a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and it's all brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the most and best in customized marketing solutions for your business. Sports on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
We're in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, Jen, with it being this time of year, we're moving in towards the holidays. If people are coming in and out of your house, do you want to go, you know, Griswold crazy and decorate? Is that good or is that bad?
When your home's on the market, I think you want to have it not be Clark Griswold-esque. Although, you know, we want to appeal to all the senses when we're selling a home. So you want it to look fantastic. You want it to smell great. You want it to sound great, which is, you know, why we turn on music and things like that. So you want to create that feeling. Go ahead and put out your Christmas decorations. Don't go absolutely crazy. And make sure if you're just listing your home for sale that you don't go and decorate until after you photograph. Because if your home has been on the market for maybe 60 days and you've got Christmas trees up or things like that, you don't want to remind people that your home's been on the market since before the holidays. But yeah, go ahead and decorate it. You want it to feel great.
And this goes for both inside and outside, yeah?
Inside and outside, absolutely.
To find out more, go to zarealestate.com or you can call Jen on her cell phone, 324-4796.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Your Texas pride, do you like to do that in a funny way? Do you like to do that in a serious way? You know, you've got friends who maybe used to live in Texas or friends who have always wanted to live in Texas, and this is a great time to remind them of that whole deal. And, you know, the place for you to go is one website. It's Texas Trading Post, which is txtraders.com. Again, if you're serious about it, then you can find all sorts of really nice metal art, indoor and outdoor. You can find nice maps and flags that are framed art. That looks good. Maybe you want items for your bedroom or living room. They're pillows and curtains, all sorts of things for your patio, Texas garden decor, all that's available. Maybe you want to do something else, like kids' T-shirts or baby gifts. Mm-hmm. How about a Texas baby gift? That'd be fun. And then there's the Texas waffle iron, for instance, and also Texas cookbooks. Lots, and then there's pet supplies, Texas dog collars. Those are just some of the things that you'll find, but there are literally hundreds and hundreds of items that you'll find at one spot, and that's txtraders.com, Texas Trading Post. No wonder it was voted best in the Brazos Valley for online shopping in 2011 and 2012. And, you know, it's a hometown company. Linda and Russ Harvell, hometown people, born and raised right here in Bryan College Station. And that's where they're still doing business, right here. So go to the website. You'll find some fun things there. That's at txtraders.com for Texas Trading Post because, again, it's that time of year. All right, so the 10 markets where adults consider themselves spenders rather than savers. I don't know what kind of a sample they had. I'm not exactly sure what that means other than what? People are spending more than they're saving?
I don't know.
Number 10 is Sacramento. Number 9 is Myrtle Beach. Number 8 is L.A. Number 7 is Dallas-Fort Worth. See, I think those should be two different cities because the mindset in Fort Worth and the mindset in Dallas, I think, are worlds apart.
I agree with you. When I think of Fort Worth, I think of cattle. When I think of Dallas, I think of big hair. So
yeah, well, again, as they say, things are nicer in Dallas, but they're paid for in Fort Worth.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Number 6 is Columbus, Georgia. Number 5 is Gainesville, Florida. Number 4 is Biloxi, Mississippi. 3 is Lafayette, Indiana. Number 2 is New York. And number 1, for some reason, where adults consider themselves spenders rather than savers would be Laredo.
Laredo?
Laredo, Texas. I mean,
That's weird.
I don't know. I've only been there twice in my life, so I have no idea why that would be. But nonetheless, that now be true. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It's the same question that's been dogging lawmakers for months. Tax cuts for all or for most? Only now they're on the straightaway toward the fiscal cliff. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, President Obama is meeting with another group of corporate CEOs today. He's also talking to middle-class Americans who would see big hikes in their tax bills if all the current cuts expire. Meanwhile, the congressional talks continue behind closed doors, as some lawmakers express confidence in that process.
We're going to solve this problem one way or the other. We're going to solve it eventually. The markets are going to solve it for us if we don't.
Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn on the business community's ability to deal with whatever government throws at it. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. Millions of Americans hoping for their own fiscal celebration. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at a convenience store in Westchester, Illinois.
JD Food and Liquor here in West Suburban Chicago is one of the top 10 selling locations in Illinois for the current Powerball drawing. The clerk says with a $500 million jackpot,
the last couple of days very busy and it's going very crazy today.
Samuel Allisberg says if he wins, some of the money automatically goes to
my kid, my grandkid. I'm gonna enjoy myself.
Your chances of winning the Powerball, 1 in 175 million. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks. The ice in the Arctic Sea is melting at a rate the UN Weather Agency calls alarming, telling international climate talks that 2012 is on track to become one of the top 10 hottest years on record. Her harshest critics, three top GOP senators, say they're even more concerned after meeting yesterday with U.S. Ambassador to the UN Susan Rice on the attacks in Libya. But others are defending her defense of what she said at the time.
She told the truth to the best of her knowledge.
Connecticut Independent Senator Joseph Lieberman, Rice a potential nominee for Secretary of State, has more closed-door meetings with lawmakers today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you. Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Perrine Winery is making room for its exciting new wines for 2013. And with that, Perrine Winery just made your holiday shopping easier and better. Choose from several of our selected wines and create your own holiday six-pack special, making sure you have enough wine for gift-giving, parties, and keeping a bottle or two for yourself. Check out Perrine Winery's other special offerings and events listed on the website at perrinewinery.com. Perrine Winery is located at 900 Harvey Road across from the tap.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
WTW News Time is 8:05. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Higher speed limits are on their way in Brazos and most surrounding counties. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says once the signs go up, the 75-mile-per-hour zones in Brazos County include Highway 6, 21, and 47.
What I've seen so far on this increase of 75, it's a lot of highway that's been divided, where you have grass median, what separates the two highways, and that's where I've seen the increase of these speed limits go up.
Morgan reminds motorists to drive according to road conditions, slowing down for fog and other inclement weather. The list of higher speed zones is available on our website at WTAW.com. One item that's probably not on anyone's holiday shopping list is paying property taxes. But Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says you can pay it all at the end of January, or you have until this Friday to pay half.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 16,000 property tax payers took advantage of the split payment this last year, and that was actually down from previous years. We have had as much as one-third, which is close to 30,000 accounts, taking advantage of the split payment in the past. I don't know if that's the economy or if people just really aren't that familiar with it. As more folks from outside of Brazos County move into Brazos County, because it's a little bit rare, they're not used to taking advantage.
Joe reminds those considering payment in person to expect to wait in line. And if you're mailing, make sure the postmark date is no later than Friday. Gift cards are increasingly popular as Christmas gifts, but make sure you don't get swindled. Bill McGuire with the Brazos Valley Better Business Bureau says some gift cards carry high fees, and you need to watch out for cards with strings attached.
Read the fine print. Fully understand how the card works, if there are any fees associated with buying or using the card, and if any fees will be deducted from the card after it is purchased. It can be a real big disappointment to whoever's getting that card. Right. As they find out, then they don't like it too much.
He says issuers can charge fees whenever a card is used, the balance is checked, a replacement card is requested, or customer service is called, so research what you're getting into. The growth of Blinn College's campus in Bryan and of other programs in Brazos County has led to a reorganization of its academic administration. President Ted Raspiller says Blinn's trustees recently approved adding a provost and two more deans.
There's no mystery of what the numbers have done here in Brazos County since we opened the doors in 1970 and most recently over the last few years. We've had a model where we've had very little management or administration in the academic side. And so that's what we built in for the piece of the reorganization over here.
Raspiller says the college has hired a private company to do a compensation study, and trustees also approved building another parking lot accommodating 300 vehicles on Blinn's campus in Bryan. If you're interested in the future of higher education in Texas, you have an opportunity to hear from the state's top leaders. A&M and the Texas Tribune are holding a day-long symposium tomorrow featuring, among others, University President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp. Reservations are required, but there's no admission charge for the event at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Details are on our website at WTAW.com. And now in its fifth year of operation, the Brazos County Expo is getting closer to making ends meet. General Manager Tom Quarles says during the last fiscal year, event revenue generated about $750,000, while operating expenses totaled $950,000.
I have every reason to believe, since we're growing this business and we're booking more and more events, and some of these events are extremely large, that I feel like, you know, given three or four more years, I have every reason to believe that we're going to be able to close that gap and we're going to be able to eventually break even.
Quarles says a combination of county property taxes and the county share of hotel bed tax money is making up the difference. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 42 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best in the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather for you, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
High pressure in control of our weather today, so lots of sunshine developing across the area. Temperatures, they'll be comfortable later today, getting up close to 65 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 45. Clouds, they'll certainly roll our way during the day tomorrow. Highs will be near 70. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Clouds will linger across the area Friday, and it's mild, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Nancy Berry will join us in a few minutes, the mayor from the city of College Station. In Madison, Wisconsin, the chapter of Gilda's Club will be changing its name later this week because young people don't know what the name means. See, it was named for Gilda Radner, who was the Saturday Night Live star who died of ovarian cancer in 1989. Gilda's Club is named from her famous remark in which she compared cancer to membership in an elite club I would rather not belong to. So there are about two dozen branches of the Gilda's Club cancer support groups around the country, but a handful have undergone a name change recently due to the fact that there's just no more name recognition among the potential new members, according to Gawker.com. One of the realizations that we had this year is that our college students were born after Gilda Radner had passed away. So we are seeing younger and younger adults who are dealing with cancer diagnosis, and thus we need to have a name that works a little bit better. Which makes me think, okay, where do we go from there? Does that become Martin Luther King Day is going to be changed to the name of the honor some black guy who used to walk around the South a lot?
People will never forget who Martin Luther King Jr. was.
No, they forgot who Gilda Radner is, though. And then in the Mayo Clinic, are people going to be...
Well, someone from Saturday Night Live is kind of different from like a huge
activist
and cultural, you know, changer.
And, but also, imagine if you would, the disappointment in a child's mind when they go to the Mayo Clinic and find out that it's not something that you put on a sandwich.
Well, it's not.
No. How about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? They could change that to the free iPad guy or something like that because that would probably attract more children. But it's interesting just the way the market changes. Yesterday, a federal judge ordered tobacco companies to apologize for lying to the public about the dangers of smoking. Gladys Kessler orders cigarette companies to take out ads acknowledging that they knowingly deceived the public about the dangers of cigarettes by promoting their low tar and light varieties as less harmful, and to publish corrective statements regarding smoking. Among the required statements are that smoking kills more people than murder, AIDS, suicide, drugs, car crashes, and alcohol combined, and that secondhand smoke kills over 3,000 Americans a year.
Well, wait a second. They weren't saying all that stuff by their ad. They were saying that the light or filtered was not as bad as a regular, right?
Well, again, it's been a long time, but they would say less tar and nicotine, right? They would say that.
Yeah, well, if that's what, that's not fair. If she's going to make them do all that stuff when their ad was true, whether or not their thing damages people.
It's a matter of if people are stupid or they make a stupid presumption based on the advertising. But what she's saying then is that smoking kills on average 1,200 Americans every day. They'll need to put that in there.
Yeah, but they didn't say in their ad that smoking does not kill 1,200.
No, they did not.
Cigarettes,
they were just, they were, again, the perception that that was a safer cigarette. And then also she says you need to put in the ad when you smoke, the nicotine actually changes the brain, and that's why it's so hard to quit. So there you are. Mayor Nancy Berry coming in to sit in the interview throne this morning. There you go. You know, then scooted up there and put on her headphones.
Did she have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, I think she'll tell us in just a minute when she puts her headphones on and all that. Right or left ear thing. How are you today?
Outstanding.
Okay, that's good. So you can go ahead and open your soft drink if you want to.
So kind of you.
That's all right. We all
want to hear the sound on
She needs caffeine early in the morning. We know that, so that's fine.
Some people take it in coffee. I just take it in.
I understand, like that.
Yeah.
Did you ever smoke?
No.
Yeah. Okay. And because I'm a reformed smoker. And I used to love smoking. It's just, you know, it's very offensive to people who don't. So, yeah. Anyhow.
I'm not offended, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't smoke anymore, so it doesn't matter. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Outstanding.
Good. Stay here, or did you travel?
I did.
Oh, all right. Right there.
My son surprised us by coming home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, great. And I now inherited a grand dog.
Oh, you have a grand dog now.
Is that why your son came home?
Yes.
To drop off the grand dog?
Yeah, well, it's an old dog. And, you know, in the Northeast, there's a law that when you get 70, you have to move to somewhere warm.
Florida.
In the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's either Florida or Texas. Yeah. So it's a... We think maybe about a 14-year-old dog, so okay. He's coming south for the winter.
Yeah, great. Bet you can't teach it new tricks.
It's a hard gig. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's found the carpet. Are you telling me that? Yeah, rather than the hardwood floors. No, never mind. We don't have to go there. Hey, sir, are you going to the football game this weekend?
I am.
Do you have some sort of the Brazos Bowl? It's the first annual Brazos Bowl that's going to be held. Are you, like, flipping a coin? Are you doing anything in official capacity?
No, my husband and I are sponsors, so I guess that gives us some good seats.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, the weather will be great. The weather's going to be spectacular. It's going to be 75-ish and...
Perfect.
Should be fun. Yeah, and we're looking forward to that.
Are you going?
Probably not, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, it'd be nice to get some local support. So
we are going to get plenty of local support. We'll be there for the news conference, of course, and we put together the broadcast crew. We help do that. So
yeah, but I mean, for the listeners.
Ah, that's true.
It's $5, and then all students get in free with an ID. So the idea is, you know, to show off our local facility that's
And yeah,
and to give exposure to Blinn.
And athletically, you know, my view in it, and I like to go watch high school football games for the same reason. If you find two teams that are evenly matched and you don't care who wins, I mean, you really can enjoy the game a lot differently, I think.
Yes and no.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I say that. We got tickets to go to the Final Four when it was in Houston.
Okay.
And we went to the semifinals.
Right.
And we had no interest in any of the four teams.
Right.
And we had great seats.
Uh-huh.
The fans, you know, the good seats would go to the corporate sponsors.
Oh, yeah, sure,
stuff.
Sure, so sure. Right, right.
The fans for the team are out in the nosebleeds or,
right.
you know. And I'm a sports fan. So
yeah.
I go to Aggie Sports mm-hmm. and stuff like that. You know the players and you
sure.
kind of know the emotion of the team and the highs and lows over the season. And when you have no interest in who wins, mostly the people around you have no interest when it wins. So nobody is screaming or getting excited about it. It's like ho-hum and, oh, hey, did you see this on, you know, TV or
How
something?
How brilliant. Okay,
you know,
well, that's
so,
interesting. Okay.
So it was
okay.
kind of
yeah.
like almost a non-event, but yeah. it was kind of one fun to watch what was going on in the end zones because
okay.
those guys were going ballistic
sure.
because their teams are – so. You know, on the one hand, it's nice to be detached, but on the other hand, it really is probably better to be
yeah.
engaged.
You don't get that gut clinch about
yeah,
that last second,
you know,
whatever.
Or,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's an interesting point of view. I hadn't thought about that. Well,
okay.
And now on to more important things, and of course, that means Jethro Trivia.
Ah,
yes.
My favorite. That's why I get up in the morning to come here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win. Sorry, no wagering. Today's topic is...
And no prizes.
No prizes involved at all. Proof of concept. Today, it's proof of concept. Reports from Vermont this week, or if you're from Texas, Vermont... reports from Vermont this week suggest new clues regarding the existence of what? Is it A, UFOs, B, climate change, C, Bigfoot, or D, moderate consensus-minded U.S. Oh, moderate consensus-minded U.S. legislators. No, they don't exist. We know that. All right, so once again, reports from Vermont this week suggest new clues regarding the existence of A, UFOs, B, climate change, C, Bigfoot, or D, moderate, consensus-minded U.S. legislators. Kevin, you're first.
It's got to be Bigfoot.
Oh, you think so. Okay, Kat?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, we have to have a level of interest here. We just talked about a whole deal where you go someplace and you're not interested. You need to be interested.
I am interested, but someone on another station
here.
Is texting me saying, tell us at the next news thing who won Dancing on the Stars, and I don't know who won it, and I'm confused.
Well, I can find that for you if you'll give me an answer here.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's UFO, climate change, Bigfoot, or moderate consensus-minded U.S. legislators.
I'll go with Bigfoot just because that's our little topic of the day.
Topic of the day, huh? Okay, Mayor?
It is Bigfoot. I read it in the New York Times 2 days ago.
Listen to that. Yes, indeed.
She cheated. The mayor cheated.
I didn't cheat. I just try to be informed.
I could just see her at home going, I got to read the Times today because this is my week to be on the radio for Jethro Trivia.
I
yes,
read it
exactly
every day.
Right. Okay. It's
delivered to my house.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that? Okay.
Yeah. I actually like to... Get newsprint
I know,
on my hand.
You're a tactile learner.
Exactly.
Yeah, like to do that. Okay. Now, Frank Soshinsky claims he has undeniable video proof of Bigfoot lurking in his backyard. Now, this is what I find amazing. Of all the backyards that Bigfoot decides to show up in is Frank Soshinsky's, and Frank happens to be a self-described researcher of Bigfoot. What are the odds that that would happen?
Uh-huh.
That Bigfoot would be walking through the alley and go, let's go into Frank's backyard because he's a Bigfoot researcher.
Mm-hmm.
No, you see, Bigfoot's been traveling all around.
Oh, is that
but
right?
But only researchers recognize
that's
it.
That's what it is. That's it. You got to know what you're looking at.
Exactly.
You got to know what you're looking at.
You might think it's the... You know, the big dog, the lab next door that's running through your yard chasing a ball.
It's just a matter of perspective.
Exactly.
If you have the information, then it's okay. All right. So, but anyway, he says he's got video of it. So are we going to see the video, I wonder? He's probably going to sell it to a network, and after he sells it to the network, we'll get a chance to see
it.
Wow.
You don't think it's the Inquirer first?
Nah, yeah, really, exactly. All right, so listen, we got, Christmas at the Creek, the holiday thing that's coming up at City of College Station?
Yeah, it is. This is, kind of a new tradition for us. We've been over, but we have more drive-through stuff at the at Beachy Park.
Okay, for people who are used to doing that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that was one of the information that we got last year on feedback. You know, there are a number of people who are not able to go get out and walk around the car, so they like the drive-through. So we're still doing some of that.
Good, but, good.
The new tradition is Christmas at the Creek and Wolfpin Creek Park, and we've got 4 evenings where it's going to be fun. We're going to have some stage performances, gospel choirs, even a night for you and your pet to enjoy the free holiday movies.
And there's food there, too, right?
There is.
Yeah.
Usually there's hot chocolate and cookies and stuff like that.
I think Chef Tay and the the cake junkie people are going to be there to sell their stuff.
Each night there'll be a live nativity. I'm not participating.
I understand.
Hay rides, petting zoo, live entertainment, photos with Santa, holiday shopping, and a whole lot more. And it's going to this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and then the following weekend, the 7th and 8th, also 6 to 9. Free parking, and you can also drop off the cars at Post Oak Mall and walk over. Hay rides are also available, and we're using the hay rides to ferry some people from Post Oak Mall to the site. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
And the Arts Center on Colgate and Wolfpin Creek is where Pictures with Santa are going to be.
Oh, very good. And that, I guess the sidewalk finished there through that area that they were working on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So got that done.
Yeah.
Should be fun. All right, so that's coming up this weekend, even though it's not going to be Christmassy weather. But, you know, what the heck, if you want to do that.
Most often, I mean, I've only been here for 31 Christmases,
right, right.
So I can't say forever. But it's very few years have we had, you know, snow on the roof for Santa.
No, that's
he
true.
He seems to manage to get here without
we got
snow.
Snow pretty close about 7 or 8 years ago, I think, I recall one. But, yeah, they are.
Well, there was one year, I remember, when Consolidated went to state, mm-hmm. and everybody went to Houston, came back, and their pipes were
right. Yeah, they were happy about that.
Because we had this really deep freeze.
Right.
And then that I think it was like the 24th or 23rd,
right.
Came back, and whether it just warmed up enough and
boom.
Yeah,
perfect. It was just perfect.
So
that was
Christmas weather.
Well, there you go. So anyway, so that's coming up. That'll be fun. And again, the stuff is still going on in Central Park. Anything else going on? Y'all had your last meeting, I guess. Was it the last meeting of the year on Monday?
Yeah. No, we have another one coming up in December 12th or 13th,
okay.
I think it is.
I guess because of the Thanksgiving, that's why you moved it all to Monday. That
correct.
Your meeting there.
And then usually, I think the 4th Thursday is Christmas and stuff. So.
Gotcha.
So it'll be the 2nd Tuesday in the month. And
you've got your new members
said goodbye to Dave Rusink mm-hmm. and Katie Marie Lyles, and welcome James Benham and John Nichols. They had their briefings on Monday, so they'll be ready to go.
They're ready to go for the interview. I'll have Councilman Benham here on Friday, as a matter
good.
Of fact. He'll be
good.
Here to talk about some
stuff.
He will
do a
stuff.
Good job for you.
Yeah, well, that'll be great, good fun. All right, then we'll see you in a couple of weeks. You got anything else, or that pretty much covers it?
Well, let me just give you, if you have a second.
I have a second.
Okay, well, the kickoff for Christmas at the Creek is this Friday. So let me give you a rundown of what's going on Friday.
Okay.
On the stage at Wolfpin Creek is 6 to 6:30 is the Kids Club Dancers. They are so cute. And it's amazing the moves that these little kids make.
Kids
yeah, terrific. 6:37, we've got the Bryan College Station Girl Scouts. 7 to 7:30, if you missed it, at 6 to 6:30, we have the Kids Club Dancers again.
That's my daughter.
All right.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
Very good.
And 7:30 to 8 is the Brazos Valley Community Church of God Choir. And again, a return performance to the Kids Club's Dancer. And then 8:39, Brittany Baslone.
Okay.
So.
Should be good.
Yeah. And then on the 1st is a short original musical written by local composer Mark Taylor exclusively for Christmas at the Creek. And you can join Santa, Mrs. Claus, and a couple of elves in charge as they come to College Station for a little pre-Christmas Texas giveaway.
I'm an elf in charge.
I thought you were the
elf
in
charge.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
oh, there's
anyway.
So many things I could say.
Anyway, there's a whole schedule, and I think you can get this on the College Station city website, cstx.gov /Christmas.
That's it. Okay, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
All right, it's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station on News Talk 1620.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel on a teleconference literally across the country talking with members of the media answered a number of questions, one of which is what he heard from defensive players as they made their way through this 12-game, 10-2 season. Johnny Manziel.
I felt like the only thing people really ever said to me, I guess whenever we were going through the games, I tried to just get back to the huddle and make sure that to keep my team focused on what we're trying to do. But I would get tackled a few times, and people would say, "Hey, you're really small. You're not as big as I guess what we thought." So other than that, there wasn't really a lot that I heard or stuck around to hear if there was any talk.
Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel again, a teleconference with the media on Monday of this week. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
Mutations to genes called BRCA1 and 2 put women at a high risk of developing breast or ovarian cancer. The scientists who made that discovery patented the genes and created a diagnostic test that can tell if women could be prone to these cancers. But soon, the U.S. Supreme Court will take up the question of whether diagnostic genes, as products of nature, should be patented at all. Robert Cook Deegan is a molecular biologist at Duke University.
You're in effect saying that by discovering this gene first, you get the rights to be the only person that can test for that gene in the United States until your patent expires.
Proponents argue that many diagnostic tests, drugs, and vaccines are inventions derived from nature, and they've been patented for decades. But opponents say because the genes were already in humans, they belong to everyone. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the Customs of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Voted best of the Brazos for 7 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Brazos County Expo recently released the results of an economic impact study. After WTAW listener asked if the expo is paying its way, General Manager Tom Quarles says the event revenue is within $200,000 of meeting operating expenses.
The rule of thumb for event facilities like this, it takes about 10 years to hit your peak. So we're pretty much what I would say halfway there. We may actually be ahead of the curve on that a little bit. The main reason that the facility was built is to have a significant long-term economic impact on Bryan College Station in Brazos County. That's the whole reason it was built.
Helping close the gap was the first Brazos Valley Fair, which generated a net profit of $21,000. 75-mile-per-hour speed limits are coming to Brazos and most surrounding counties. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says if conditions change, motorists are still required to slow down.
When the weather gets bad like that, whether it be rain, ice, or fog like we had the other day, you're going to have to slow down. You're required by law to do a safe speed. And when you fail to do so and you're involved in wreck, then you can be cited for that. Absolutely.
Higher speeds will be in effect after signs are installed along Highway 6 from north of Bryan to the Grimes-Waller County line and Highway 21 from the Burleson-Lee County line to Bryan. Blinn College trustees have approved an academic reorganization plan that adds academic administrators in Bryan and Brenham. Brazos County Campus President Ted Raspiller says this will allow more teachers to return to the classroom.
Is unfortunately, the work has fallen on division chairs and assistant division chairs. So what this will do is let us take that model. They're our best teachers. And so to have an opportunity where they can spend more time in the classroom, and certainly same thing in the summer, they'll teach in the summer. They've all been on 9-month contracts. We'll bring in these three new administrative posts with 12-month contracts.
An academic provost and two more deans will come to Bryan and another dean to Brenham. In other trustees' business affecting Bryan, approval was given to add 300 paved parking spaces on the north side of the campus across the creek. Texas A&M University and the Texas Tribune have invited the public to a day-long symposium on the future of higher education in Texas. There's no admission charge, but reservations are required to tomorrow's event at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. Among the sessions will be one moderated by Texas Tribune CEO and Editor-in-Chief Evan Smith and featuring A&M System Chancellor John Sharp and A&M President Bowen Lofton. Further details are available online at WTAW.com. Friday is the deadline for those wanting to take advantage of split payments on their property taxes. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe says walk-up business has been brisk since last week. Payments can also be made online at brazostax.org.
They can use that same website and do an e-check, which will draft it directly from their account. And they can do that, you know, at 10 or 11 o'clock on the deadline, and they will get credit for having paid the tax at the time they initiate the payment. So if they use our website, it's a little bit better deal. If they use their bank account, they're going to have to give it about 5 days float because their bank is going to write a check and put it in the mail, and it's the postmark that decides the payment date.
And for those who can't take advantage of split payments and also know they can't pay the entire bill by the end of January, Rose says to pay what you can when you can. That will reduce the balance subject to interest and penalties after February 1st. And the local Better Business Bureau wants you to be informed when it comes to making gift card purchases. President Bill McGuire says buyers should avoid buying cards at online auction sites because they could be counterfeit or obtained fraudulently. Also, be observant when choosing cards in a store.
Inspect the card before buying. Verify that the protective stickers have not been removed and that the PIN number on the back of the card is not exposed. Report any damaged cards to the store selling the cards. Finally, provide your receipt with the gift card to your recipient.
He says the receipt will ensure that the recipient can prove ownership if there's ever a problem. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 44 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 12, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
Every year, my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Come on down Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
High pressure in control of our weather today, so lots of sunshine developing across the area. Temperatures, they'll be comfortable later today, getting up close to 65 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 45. Clouds, they'll certainly roll our way during the day tomorrow. Highs will be near 70. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Clouds will linger across the area Friday, and it's mild, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. It's a pretty nice day out there today.
No kidding.
And again, by the weekend, don't forget, it's the big Chamber of Commerce parade coming up on Sunday.
at 80 degrees.
Hey, Kat, are you going to go to that?
Yes, I believe I'm participating.
Oh, are you? How are you participating?
Well, I'm not wearing an elf suit, if that's what you're
asking.
Well,
I think you had kind of made that promise at one point.
No, I promised not to wear an elf suit.
Oh, was that it?
I kind of remember it the other way, too, Scott.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys. You're getting old.
Okay, all right. So anyway, so how are you going to participate?
I'll be, I think, handing out candy canes or something. I don't know. It hasn't been very thought out. I just know that I'm somehow vaguely participating.
Oh, okay.
Helping where needed, like a good Girl Scout should.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is if you put yourself in that situation, there's no telling what they might ask you to do.
Well,
I mean, then,
I trust the leadership.
Yeah, then you're, what you're going to have to do is place your future, you know, in the, I don't know, in the hands of somebody who's in charge of like the candy crew,
cane distribution,
the candy crew, or the Peace Corps, or some of those people.
I like that, the Peace Corps.
You know, actually, I'm a bodyguard. Santa Claus, I've been a big fan for a long time. I take a bullet for the guy, so that's why I'm out there.
Wow,
I'm there to
why
protect
do we have
Santa.
Take a bullet for Santa Claus.
Yeah, I would. Why not?
You're like the Santa Claus Secret Service?
I am. That's exactly what I'm going to be. I'm only posing. Now, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
And maybe you should cut this part out with our time thingy.
Yeah, the delay.
Yeah.
The time thingy. I like that.
I'll be giving out candy, but really, you know why I'm really there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll be fun. Now, what time did they tell you to get there? Do you know?
They have not told me.
Ah, see? Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out if I can eat the potluck fish fry at my church in time before I have to be at this parade.
So many things to
do. So many obligations.
Yeah, so
I'm a very
time.
Popular woman.
Yeah, so little time. All right.
I'd gladly trade you.
Yeah. Y'all are busy this weekend.
Do you have a...
Oh, I'm swamped.
When is the other Bigfoot story happening, or was that it during Jethro Trivia?
Yeah, that was Jethro Trivia. The whole idea that Frank Soshinsky has this undeniable videotaped proof that he says he does.
Wow.
Okay, so
do you have time for me to play for you my videotaped proof?
I think that'd be just fine.
This is directly from North Carolina.
I tried to call him. Instead of them, him. This thing was 10 foot tall. He had beautiful hair. I come out here and rough talked him and run him off. And I said, get away from here. Get. Get. And he went right back out that path again. He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
If you saw the picture he was drawing, it looks like either a homeless Jesus or an evil Santa or something. It just looks.
Is he Ken?
No. Oh.
How long ago was that?
That was from 2010. Oh. I think.
He had beautiful hair.
Beautiful hair.
And six fingers.
In my family, we always say that I've rough-talked him and run him off.
Now, see, rough-talk. See, now, how do you rough-talk a Sasquatch? I mean,
just like anything.
Wow.
It's any Southern person yelling to anything out in the
is
yard.
That
go
it?
On now.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Oh,
go
is that
on.
It? Oh, I see.
So,
it's like
now,
if you're shooing a dog. Really? Wow.
Get on out, young.
Louisiana woman got a visit from the police after she shut, after she put a Christmas, a Christmas design on her roof, which basically was the one-fingered salute.
What?
Yep. Sarah Henderson.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Yeah, Sarah Henderson told police she intentionally fashioned the lights on her roof as a direct message to her neighbors.
Oh, my gosh.
With whom she's had an ongoing dispute. No word on the nature of what that beef
that's
is.
That's in Christmas spirit.
You know it, but police said the display was in violation of obscenity laws and it had to come down.
Man,
she's got the flying fickle finger of fate on her roof.
Sure. I would have been like, man, one of the bulbs burnt out and then half the string
left. No, I saw a picture
it's
of it.
It's actually a reindeer's antler.
No, it's you can tell. But Sarah went along with that because she wanted to avoid the fine. But then the ACLU got involved, of course, citing a federal court ruling that defines the middle finger as an expression of protest.
Free speech.
Every bit protected by the First Amendment is thumbing your nose or the Bronx cheer. So there.
What's the Bronx cheer? That's it?
We both did it.
Yeah.
That's not a bad word.
No, it's not, but it's a disrespectful type of thing. And again, consider...
So the Bronx cheer is the same as a raspberry?
Yeah, something like that. Consider over time, okay? There's not really anything that's similar to the middle finger, but nonetheless. So anyway, she puts up the display again. Police only say they'll approach it when and if it happens. They're not saying what they will do, but nonetheless. And like I say, when I saw it, there's not any doubt. It's not like that. So the mother of a Kentucky high school student has filed a complaint against a teacher who wrote, "You can't be a Democrat and go to heaven." Wrote it on her classroom whiteboard. The teacher wrote the statement the week after the November 6th elections. The week of the election, the teacher made remarks against same-sex marriage. The student whose mother complained told the teacher that she was offending people. But the teacher responded by telling the student she would someday have to take her parents to the emergency room and watch them die because the president's health care reform law, commonly known as Obamacare.
Yeah, when people tell you you're offended, do you just want to say, well, I'm offended that you're offended?
Yeah, the teacher hasn't commented to the media, but the district said that her comments and the writing on the board violated district policy and that they would address that issue with her. The schools in Laurel County, where registered Republicans outnumbered Democrats by 3-1, and Romney won by a big margin, like 18,000 to 3,000. But nonetheless, thinking you probably don't want to be doing that.
You know, I wonder if our show's pretty offensive. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it.
Gosh, I hope so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's just the curmudgeon in me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. Now, I saw this story yesterday on Channel 13. This is pretty interesting, that there are hackers hacking into hotel rooms now.
Ooh.
String of burglaries in Texas all have the same pattern. Burglars taking advantage of a bug in key card locks used in hotel room doors. Security experts expect more to follow, given the model of lock in question is used in about 4 million hotel rooms worldwide.
Conceal carry.
Oh, yeah,
that will stop that problem right now.
This all started in July when Mozilla software developer Cody Brocious made the flaw public at the Black Hat Hacker Conference. Mm. His intent was to publicize it so that hotels and the lockmaker, Onity is the name of it, O-N-I-T-Y, would fix the problem. Well, they didn't. Even though Forbes magazine wrote about it at the time, this was back in July. Now Forbes is reporting that the burglars have refined his technique, building what amounts to their own master key for about $50.
Wow.
We're talking the Houston Hyatt, okay? The Houston Hyatt. It's in downtown, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is.
Has filled a hole in the vulnerable locks with glue, but a longer-term fix remains unclear. It'll be expensive, and there's a dispute over whether Onity or the hotels using the locks must pay for the upgrade.
Wow.
I don't see how Onity has to pay for it unless there was some sort of a guarantee in their contract. I mean, if technology has made those locks non-usable, then that's pretty much Onity's problem. They're going to have to modernize or they're going to go away. But anyhow, that's where that is today. So the name of the company, again, is Onity. And, you know, if you're going to be traveling, check into a hotel, you might ask them if they've got those kind of locks.
Something to consider for sure.
It is. And they showed the guy on Channel 13 yesterday explaining the device. And, you know, it's about the size of a cigarette package. And you just hold it up there and it clears it. Hello?
Yeah, not to be offended or anything, but last week I hadn't had a chance to call you guys and tell you I want to give my thanks to Kat for, I guess you'd say, giving me a new word in my vocabulary.
What was it?
Well, never realized the significance of the term impacted until she came up with it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I can't take credit. It was a grammar teacher who taught me, so.
I have never, looked at it that way until I heard her.
You were impacted by that.
Can't get it out of my mind.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh.
So there. See, you have to remember how you impact people on this show, so to speak.
Talking somebody's morning constitution.
Just saying.
Oh, my God. It's the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months for your new 2012 Civic and 2012 Crosstour. And for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on the popular Honda 2012 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Every year, my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Oh, I pushed that button, but I didn't push the other one. So it's all right. It's okay. It's all right. 8:51, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, today's nominee for your Criminal Mastermind of the Week.
Brought to you from Florida, please.
No, it's not. It's from Kentucky. I don't know what that's about.
Ooh, Kentucky.
All right, here we go. where police say a man tried to sell stolen jewelry back to the same store from which he'd stolen it. That's not very bright.
No.
Employees immediately recognized the gold chains, kept the perp occupied while the co-worker called police. Police arrived, they found the stolen jewelry in his car worth about $20,000. Key observation from the store manager when asked why the guy tried to sell the stolen merchandise back to the same store, he said the thief's argument didn't seem to, quote, work properly. The jewelry didn't work properly? It's jewelry. What's it supposed to do? All right. Here's our Florida story.
He got rough-talked.
Florida man is facing criminal charges after threatening his neighbor with a knife and a chainsaw. Police in Stuart, Florida say the man, after an initial argument, 28-year-old Stephen Bates, went home and brought back the chainsaw but was unable to get it started. So what, is he standing there rough-talking the guy and, you know, kneels down to start up the chainsaw and it won't start? I mean, you got to hate that. He apparently was mad at his neighbor. His neighbor had bought his brother's truck?
Wow.
Man. A little strange over there in Florida.
Hey, yes, they are.
Let's take a minute to talk about Christmas angels, okay? Make you feel a little bit better.
There you go.
Absolutely. The Christmas Angels toy drive has started. It's at both Blue Baker locations, the one on University, and Dominic, you're over there, right?
I will be there today.
Oh, you're there today?
Starting at 11 o'clock.
All
yes, sir.
Right. That's it. Each angel has a local child's name, age, and their Christmas wish. So stop by. What time are you going to be there?
Starting at 11.
All right, so go see Kevin at 11 o'clock at the Blue Baker. Which one this time?
I'll be on University broadcasting live.
There you go. Shop for the gift. You take the angel, shop for the gift, wrap it and return it to the trees. And we'll make sure that the kiddo gets the Christmas gift in time. Now, if you don't have time to stop in, you can always go online at mychristmasangels.com. That's plural now, mychristmasangels.com, and you can make the selection that way. And, you know, we will take money if you want us to go do the shopping, but I think lots of folks enjoy doing the shopping themselves.
And they are the kids are vetted.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. We make sure that these kids are not on any other list. So do that. Go by and see Kevin today at University Drive location. But it's Blue Baker, and we thank them for, again this year, sponsoring the deal.
Yay!
Okay, so now Charlie Sheen has weighed in on this Angus T. Jones meltdown.
Oh, Angus T. retracted his
statements. Yeah, I know. Now, see, because, you know, we talked about that yesterday and how he said that, you know, it's a terrible show and you shouldn't watch it. If you're watching it, please stop. Now, Charlie says that it's radically clear to me that the show is cursed, end quote.
Of course it is.
Yeah, of course. But again, Angus T. Jones, it's the kid who plays the half-man, if you will. Had referred to it as filth and asked people to stop watching it. Then he does a lengthy apology yesterday, going through all that. What's interesting is he will not appear in the next two episodes that are being filmed, which are airing in the new year. But his absence from the show is purely coincidental, they said, and has nothing to do with his comments.
Just the way it was written?
Yeah, I guess. So what do you think? I mean, you got any thoughts on this? It's just, I find it very bizarre.
It's a horrible show. I mean, we've talked about it. It used to be really funny.
Right.
And now it is pretty filthy.
Yeah, it's pretty filthy, that's for sure. And you don't want to sit there with your kiddos. And again, it's just, what's unfortunate is it was well written and well done, and then they did that to it. And there didn't seem to be any reason to.
And I think he called a spade a spade.
Yep, that's it. But now he retracts it. And I don't know when the timing was. I don't know when he did the first announcement or the first pronouncement. I mean, it hit the internet. Last couple of days, but I don't know when he recorded it.
Entirely possible it was after his accountant called and went, hello.
Well, if you remember, Jason Alexander had gotten a spokesman's gig for Kentucky Fried Chicken and then decided one day he was going to talk about how the KFC people were mistreating chickens. I believe that was the last day that he was the spokesperson for KFC. So, you know, that's fine if you want to wrap yourself up in that.
But, you want to know some KFC trivia?
Oh, boy, this scares me. Go ahead.
My great-granddad looked exactly like Colonel What's-His-Name. And so people always thought he was the KFC guy, but he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
So it's not actually KFC trivia.
No, it's not trivia. it's really it. Hey, big TV. Big TV story of the day, the New York Times. It says that former NBC bigwig Jeff Zucker expected to be named the new president of CNN.
Really?
CNN's got – they've been having some problems, as we well know. They're – audience has been going away in droves. Jim Walton will be stepping down from the top spot. So Zucker, who is now working on Katie Couric's syndicated daytime talk show, liable to be taking that.
Their international coverage is better than anybody else's.
Yeah, I would agree. And again, when things happen in a small market, in a small area, they do a good job. Fox is a mile wide, but they're an inch deep. You know, if you've got something that happens in Idaho, boy, there's no telling who the anchor is going to be. But, CNN does a great job of that. Okay, do we care enough about the Blues Brothers to actually have a TV show?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sorry.
No.
Canadian-based production company Reunion Pictures has picked up the project. It'll be pitched to Canadian TV.
Oh, wow.
Idea of the TV show based on a film reportedly written by John Belushi's former wife, Judy, who wrote the pilot with several Saturday Night Live writers. This is what's sad, is that Dan Aykroyd will be back as Elwood.
How old is he?
That's kind of what I was thinking. I'm not sure.
I mean, that might not be sad.
Yeah, he's old. He's too old to be doing the Blues Brothers, I think. He's going to have to shuffle pretty slowly. Let's see what else we got going on. Oh, Saturday Night Live upcoming host, December 1st, will be Daniel Craig.
Wow. Really?
That's what it says.
That's
here.
A big get.
Yeah, December 8th, Jamie Foxx with Neo.
Another big. Oh, he caused a bunch of turmoil.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Compared Obama to God.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Our
Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. He said that. And December 15th, Martin Short will be the host, and Paul McCartney will be the guest.
Martin Short was so not funny when he was here.
Yeah, and they paid him like $100,000 to be here.
He was
awful. Well, you know, again, just mailing it in. Always appreciate when that happens. Rolling Stones got fined. Hear about that?
Uh-oh.
Yep, see, any show that runs at the O2 Arena in London has to end at 10:30.
Noise ordinance.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a residential area. Well, they were late getting on. They were 30 minutes late getting on, and so the last encore didn't happen until 11:05. So, let me see. They had...
Who was the band?
The Rolling Stones. I don't know if you've heard of them or not.
I thought you were talking about the magazine.
No, I was confused. No, that's it.
Okay.
They had to pay $320,000. I'm guessing they just... That's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay, anyhow, on this date in history in 1520, after navigating through the South American Strait, three ships under the command of Ferdinand Magellan reached the Pacific, became the first European explorer to be able to do that. 1991, in a panic, a California turkey carver called the Butterball Turkey Line, screaming that there was no breast meat on her butterball. They said, turn it over.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happens when you work too long.
That's true. 1991, in Waco, guy walked into a Circle K store. After first diverting the clerk's attention by putting a $20 bill on the counter, asked for change. When the register opened, the robber pulled a gun and demanded all the money. The clerk gave him everything he had. $15. Oh, wait, it gets worse. The robber ran out, leaving the $20 bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
That's
I love
funny.
That. Nothing like having